deny that, but the truth is we are not able to do so. We do not have independent corroboration of the statements from the Iraqi government officials.
Ham says al-Zarqawi's removal from leadership would have a, quote, significant effect on al-Qaeda in Iraq. The Pentagon also says they found five instances where the Quran was unintentionally mishandled at the Guantanamo Bay prison, but they didn't find any proof that the Muslim holy book was flushed in a toilet. John Bolton will have to wait at least until the end of June to find out if he's going to be the next UN ambassador for the U.S. Democrats forced a delay in his confirmation vote until after Memorial Day. And fewer Americans are lighting up. Our Mary Ellen Hopkins has more on a new study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The overall U.S. smoking rate is dropping, but it's still far from the national goal. Dr. David Nelson, senior scientific advisor with the CDC, says at least we're heading in the right direction.
We found slow but steady progress in reduction in smoking amongst adults. It's been going on for the past 25 years or so.
Still, more than 21% of American adults smoke. The CDC's goal is to get that number down to 12% by 2010. Mary Ellen Hopkins, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
This is CNN Radio News.
Hi, my name is Jennifer,
and I met my husband Jack on eHarmony.com, and we've been happily married for 3 years.
My name is Kathy, and I met my husband Michael on eHarmony, and we've been married for 3.5 years.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren. At eHarmony, we're about more than just a match. We're about creating marriages that have what it takes to thrive over the long haul.
After we said, I do, it was just the continuation of a wonderful romance and a wonderful friendship.
eHarmony couples are happier because only eHarmony matches based on what is proven to work in successful marriages.
The more I get to know him, the more I'm in love with him. It's the best thing that ever happened to me.
If you're looking for the love of your life, get matched on the 29 dimensions of compatibility that make love everlasting. Log on to eHarmony and get your free personality profile today.
This will be an everlasting love for me.
A decision on Thursday from the FAA will try and keep flights moving during the summer, but as our Kathleen Koch reports, there are at least two things they can't control.
Airline policy and the weather. And with a summer forecast for very rough weather, and airlines vowing they will not cancel flights, it's shaping up to be a summer full of headaches and delays for the flying public.
Those delays are expected to average about 52 minutes per flight. Over at Northwest Airlines, the company has declared an impasse in negotiations with its mechanics union, which has been talking in good faith with the airline, says contract coordinator Jeff Matthews.
We can only go so fast. We've been doing our part. We've been doing our best, actually, to move things along. But there's a limit as to how fast you can go.
They're negotiating a labor deal that could save the airline nearly $176 million a year. This is news from CNN Radio. Almost 90 years later, the United States could be facing another flu pandemic, reports our Christy Feig.
We've all heard about the global flu pandemic in 1918 that killed between 20 and 40 million people. Well, U.S. health officials on Capitol Hill warned things are falling in place for another flu pandemic, and they say it will likely come from the bird flu that is currently spreading in Asia. They say vaccine development is underway, but it won't be completed until 6 months after an outbreak starts. There is one drug available now that works on this strain of the flu, but it needs to be given within 48 hours of infection. Christy Feig, CNN Radio, Washington.
Even before the flu pandemic gets to the U.S., a new study shows there's been a record increase in the number of Americans that visit the emergency room for a variety of reasons, says researcher Linda McCaig.
The most common complaints for illness were stomach pain and chest pain and fever.
I'm Michelle Wright. This is the CNN Radio Network.
The Al Franken Show. Proving the truth is entertaining.
I love the Dead.
When did that start for you, by the way?
It started in college and then...
Because, you know, you don't strike me as sort of a typical Deadhead. But then
I am.
You are?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You go to a Dead concert, there's
just 50,000 Al Frankens.
There's...
Whirling around.
The Al Franken Show. Weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1. Streaming at themike921.com.
Eating 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables a day is important. but it's sometimes easier said than done with children. A serving of 100% white grape juice is a healthy, convenient way for young children to get one of those five servings. And introducing 100% juice in the daycare and elementary school years is a great way to establish a lifelong pattern of healthy eating. A message from the Produce for Better Health Foundation and Welch's.
Mike on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1. Online at themike921.com.
Made comments about me saying that they wish I would die, and even my son, and that they were praying that we would die.
Ah, you lying son of a bitch. Satan's waiting for you, Dobson. Isn't there something somewhere in his holy book that says thou shalt not lie? We'll have that full soundbite for you in a few minutes here. But that's where Dobson says that Air America is holding prayer meetings to make him die. Oh, my God. Huh? How do you deal with that? How do you deal with that insanity? Today's the 25th day. Today's the 25th day since the Times of London reported in their newspaper the existence of those secret memos and minutes of meetings that explained how Bush and his thugs laid out the plans for starting a war based on absolute lies. 1,653 Americans have been killed. Thousands of American soldiers have had their legs and arms and eyes and fingers and hands blown off. Tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians have been murdered by the United States. Hundreds of thousands more are going to die because we are salting their country with depleted uranium. So why isn't the liberal American media reporting this story on day 25? On the front page of every paper and the lead to every single TV newscast, and demanding the resignation of both of these killers, these liars, George Bush and Dick Cheney. Got an email here along with a whole bunch of people from a retired United States Air Force Colonel, Colin J.N. Charette. 31 years service, World War II, Korean, Vietnam. Lives in Universal City, Texas, it says here. And he writes, there has been very little attention in the American media, even though it has been covered by worldwide media, on the subject of Bush asked to explain the UK war memo. It would seem to me, the Colonel writes, that this is much more important than media coverage on items like the runaway bride, Michael Jackson, Scott Peterson, etc. Our use of these trivial issues an objective on our media's part to keep the public's mind off more important issues? Is it possible, the Colonel writes, due to the media owned primarily by the wealthy, that wide publication of this issue is not being made for fear of losing their tax breaks? After all, the Colonel writes, the Congress tried to impeach Clinton on lying about his sex life. The possibility, the Colonel writes, of a president lying to the nation on the reasons of a preemptive war should be of at least equal importance, since it has cost the lives of over 1,600 American military and thousands of innocent Iraqis. Now, what's the Colonel talking about? Well, there's a coalition of citizen groups. Larissa Alexandrovna, writing at Raw Story, writes about a coalition of citizen groups that are seeking a formal inquiry into whether Bush acted illegally in his insane push for war in Iraq. Larissa writes, a coalition of activist groups running the gamut of social and political issues will ask Congress to file a resolution of inquiry, the first necessary legal step to determine whether Bush has committed impeachable offenses in misleading the country about his decision to go to war in Iraq. Larissa writes, the formal resolution of inquiry request written by Boston constitutional attorney John Bonifaz cites the Downing Street memo and issues surrounding the planning and execution of the Iraq War. A resolution of inquiry would force relevant House committees to vote on the record as to whether or not to support an investigation. The attorney, Bonifaz, says the recent release of the Downing Street memo provides new and compelling evidence that the President of the United States has been actively engaged in a conspiracy to deceive and mislead the United States Congress and the American people. Bonifaz wrote that in a memo to the ranking House Judiciary Committee Democrat John Conyers. Now, it's notable, and it comes up again here, that Tony Blair nor any member of the British government, including their attorney general, the head of MI6, the people who were involved in the meeting and understand what Bush did, nobody in the British government has disputed the minutes of those meetings and what was said. Conyers, Representative Conyers, and 88 other members of Congress issued a letter to the White House on May 5th, 3 weeks ago, requesting an explanation and answers to questions about whether Bush misled Congress into voting for the Iraq War. Scott McClellan, a White House press secretary, waved off the letter saying he had no need to respond. Bonifaz, the attorney, wrote the request and outlined the case on behalf of a joint effort by several groups, including Veterans for Peace, Progressive Democrats of America, 911 Citizens Watch, Democracy Rising, Code Pink, Global Exchange, Democrats.com, Velvet Revolution, and Gold Star Families for Peace. Bonifaz wrote, quote, the president, among other alleged crimes, may also have violated federal criminal law if the evidence from the Downing Street memo is proven to be true, including the False Statements Accountability Act of 1996. Coalition member Medea Benjamin, founding director of Global Exchange, said she supports legal proceedings. Benjamin said, quote, when a president so callously distorts the facts, manipulates the public, and is responsible for so much needless death and destruction, he must be held accountable, end quote. Let me ask something, truth seekers. Did you see this on the news today? Resolution of inquiry that is going to be filed. Did you see that? Huh? Did you see it right there on CNN? You didn't? On MSNBC? You didn't? How about on the CBS Evening News? You didn't? How about the ABC News with Peter? No, you didn't? How about NBC News with Brian? No, it wasn't there. Where was it? Where'd you see it? Huh? You didn't see it? You don't know anything about this. Neither did I. Attorney Bonifaz said, within 48 hours after the attack on Iraq, the president wrote a letter to Congress indicating that Iraq posed a serious and imminent threat to national security. And if he knew that that was not true at the time he submitted that letter, it's a clear violation of the False Statements Accountability Act of 1996. Under this act, it is a crime, knowingly and willingly, first, to falsify, conceal, or cover up a material fact by trick, scheme, or device, two, to make any materially false, fictitious, or fraudulent statement or misrepresentation, or three, to make or use any false writing or document knowing it to contain any material false, fictitious, or fraudulent statement or entry with respect to matters within the jurisdiction of the legislative, executive, or judicial branch of the United States government. Ladies and gentlemen, this son of a bitch is guilty of, if not treason, certainly impeachable offenses. When asked if the inquiry of resolution would apply to others involved in this effort to mislead the public into war, Bonifaz explained that the procedure requires that a full inquiry begin from the top of the chain of command. He said, quote, provisions in U.S. Constitution guarantee that when a president abuses power, engages in excesses, and subverts the Constitution, the people have a recourse through their elected officials in Congress. Well, let's keep each other apprised, shall we, truth seeker, about what happens to the resolution of inquiry, the first necessary legal step to determine whether this murderous president has committed impeachable offenses. Something is being done, huh? All right, we have a lot of stuff to cover tonight, and we have some sound for you from Too Stupid to Be President himself. This thing from Dobson. Somebody called the show last night right as we were getting ready to. Who was that woman from? Oh Lord, I love it when she calls. But she said she'd heard this thing, and so a couple of people sent me the links. So at 3 o'clock this morning, when we were home, unwinding. We got the sound. We listened to a whole half an hour of this Dobson show. His fellow freaks, Gary Bauer, Tom Enery, and Tony Perkins were there. And it was the most incredible stuff I've ever heard. These people really do exist in a parallel universe. And they're going to beat your ass to pieces with the body and blood of Christ. Do you know that?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1. Free speech for free.
Romy and Michelle's high school reunion was only half the story. Now, an ABC Family original movie takes you back to where it all began.
I can't wait to get to L.A.
Romy and Michelle take on Tinseltown.
Who would you rather have sex with, Cary Grant or Gary Cooper?
Aren't they dead?
But they've got no talent, no money, and no clue.
Why am I the only one who sees how great I am?
The world premiere of Romy and Michelle in the Beginning, Monday at 8, 7 Central, only on ABC Family.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. Look for new Ant Block at Lowe's. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
Stephanie Miller. Mornings Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
I see, my big fear, and I think I've told you this before, is I'll be on my deathbed, and as I'm about to take my last breath, someone will come in with a newspaper and go, "They just cured death!" You know, and then I'll be... And then again, I can barely get through a week, you know, a month, living forever, just by judging by my father. I don't want to.
Morning Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
When I do my corporate speeches, I normally talk to groups that are anywhere from 60 to 97% Republican. They know I'm a liberal, and they're normally aware that they're conservative, so sometimes they're a little nervous that I'll do jokes that make them uncomfortable or angry. Here's how I diffuse the situation. I say, as you can probably figure out from my book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot, I'm a liberal, and I know you're conservative, and that's okay. See, I've discovered that Democrats can't afford me. Huge laugh. They love this. It makes them feel rich. Then I say, so what I do is I make fun of you, you laugh, and then you pay me. Another huge laugh. Now I can say pretty much anything I want, and they'll just laugh and pay me. Everybody's happy. Democrats are a different story. Unlike corporate events, which, by the way, I love, you can book me on the web, I speak to Democrats for free. I try not to do it too often because, you know, a guy's got to eat. So I pick and choose. And the Democrat I did the most speaking for over the years was Paul Wellstone. Part of it was that I grew up in Minnesota, and Paul knew my folks. In Wellstone's first campaign for the Senate in 1990, my dad was part of a senior citizen theater troupe that did skits for Paul at nursing homes. That's pretty grassroots, don't you think? My dad died in 1993, and my mom went downhill pretty fast. They had been married for 51 years. She got depressed and about 4 years ago went into a severe psychotic depression, which brought with it an exciting element of paranoia. One night at the hospital, I went up to one of the nurses and said, "Excuse me, it's kind of awkward to ask this, but I feel out of loyalty to my mom that I should." "Go ahead," she said. "Yeah, what I was wondering is, are you pumping poisonous gas into my mom's room? And are you videotaping her? And are you not really a nurse, but actually an actress? who was trying to kill my mom? No, said the kindly nurse. I didn't think so, but I felt I had to ask. Fortunately, the doctors pulled Mom out of it with some miracle drug, but she's never really been the same.
Driving under the influence doesn't just mean alcohol. Many common prescriptions and over-the-counter medications, like some antihistamines and anti-anxiety medications, can also impair your ability to drive safely. For more, visit the National Safety Council at nsc.org.
Nation, let makes conservatives cry.
Madison's Progressive Talk.
I'm on the mic listening to the world as it should be.
The mic 92.1.
The flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
It's 21 past the hour. All right. I'll tell you what, let's... damn. I should have prepared the program, right? First of all, I want to start with this. We're going to get to the sound in a second. But now MSNBC is reporting what we talked about the other night. That as far back as July of 2002, there are reports circulating about guards at Guantanamo beating the living hell out of detainees and one assumes torturing them, and flushing Qurans down the toilet. So it's ludicrous. It's ludicrous that the Newsweek article generated what it generated. Now, we've had several other sources now confirming, including an FBI confidential report. So this story's been all over the place, and you notice there's no more riots specifically tied to this story in Pakistan or Afghanistan or different parts of... the Muslim believing world, which leads me to a question, and I can't help it. I just wonder how. I wonder whether or not the riots and the subsequent dead people that resulted in the firing on crowds and so on and so forth. I wonder if that was a CIA operation. Now, I'm not trying to diminish anything from a Muslim who. Might decide that based on a U.S. news magazine's report that his holy book was flushed down a toilet, he's going to go out in the streets and riot. I mean, if that's what he wants to do, that's certainly not, I don't believe in any religious fanaticism. I don't care what it is. I think all these people are crazy. Fanatical Christians, Jews, Muslims, Hindus. I'm sorry, that's the way I feel. I'm not sorry. I mean, if that pisses you off, well, I'm just whatever. But... the way that story came, the way the rioting and the subsequent slaughter occurred, I just start to believe that these sorts of events, like that one, are CIA-sponsored. That they get in touch with some of their sources in Pakistan or Afghanistan, whomever, people on the CIA payroll. Pakistanis, Afghans, even Palestinians, Iranians, whoever it happens to be. People who are CIA operatives. And they're told, all right, get out there with the magazine, start waving around, get the word out that they flushed the Quran down the crapper. Get everybody heated up. We want to see some action over there now. Oh, by the way, your check's in the mail. I believe that. So I get an email from Ross who says, hi, Mike, was Newsweek all wet then, or are they killing the messenger? Was Dan Rather all wet, or did they murder the messenger? What about the arms inspectors in pre-war Iraq, Hans Blix, Scott Ritter, and their hand-picked inspector who came home empty-handed after 8 months of scarring the country? What about Valerie Plame's husband, Ambassador Joe Wilson, who spoke the truth about the administration's false claim of uranium acquisition by Saddam Hussein? What about Paul O'Neill, who said the decision to invade Iraq was made long before 9/11? What about White House Security Advisor Richard Clark, who warned the pretender and his lapdog of an imminent attack by air? What about Michael Isikoff, who was humiliated for writing the truth about the defiling of the Quran? What about FBI agent in Phoenix, who warned about the hijackers taking flying lessons? What about the 9/11 victims' families and others who are convinced of the complicity of this administration as abettors in the attack on 9/11? What No, then Ross argues, with the multitude of lies that emit from this party of frauds, it is ironic that they should call the kettle black. I'm specifically referring the repeated color changes, warnings of imminent attack by Homeland Security thief Tom Ridge and I can't say it, Dick Cheney, to change the nation's focus every time the Democrats were gaining in the polls before the last election. What greater travesty to truth and honesty and moral integrity than pull a stunt like this? Today, an FBI report was made public confirming the desecration of the Quran. My question is, did they have to go with the then White House lawyer-in-chief Alberto Gonzalez to get the go-ahead on flushing the Quran down the toilet? Yeah, just about anything you hear that demonstrates the criminality of the Bush crime family, you can just about bet is true. I don't care what source it comes from. I remember how the story about the Iran-Contra scandal, even though Robert Perry, writing at Newsweek, picked up the story, and he's the one credited in this country of having broken the story. The truth is, it was a small Lebanese weekly, small weekly newspaper in Lebanon, written in Arabic, that talked about the Iran-Contra scandal way back in the mid-80s and what was going on. And this crime family is the same way. Just about anything you read, I don't care how esoteric the publication is or how small the circulation or where you find it, if it has something negative to say about the Bush crime family, something that appears to be negative, you can pretty much expect that it's the truth. That's how bad it's gotten. This is Air America. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. You'll find our talking points in the nonfiction section. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. 2 weeks ago, a leaked British government memo confirmed our worst suspicions about the Bush administration's pretext for war in Iraq. The lack of press coverage on the memo confirms our worst fears about the American media. If you missed it, the memo contains minutes from a meeting with Tony Blair saying that by July 2002, the Bush administration had already decided to attack Iraq. The memo also says that the intelligence about WMDs was being fixed. And the reaction to this scandal outside the progressive press? Ho-hum, la-di-da, whatever. The mainstream American press has barely even noted the story. This trumped-up war has cost 1,600 American lives. But that doesn't mean it should detract from even bigger stories, like the runaway bride. For more on the memo, check out MotherJones.com and read the Mother Jones blog. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Arleigh Ermey, United States Marine Corps. While our armed forces defend our freedom, their families shoulder household duties and emergencies alone. To help, the veterans of foreign wars and Vermont American brand Bits and Blades have created the Unmet Needs Program.
John Fergus here, the VFW National Commander. Please help us help our military families by visiting unmetneeds.com and by purchasing Vermont American Bits and Blades. A portion of every purchase goes to help.
Visit unmetneeds.com and buy Vermont American brand Bits and Blades. Thank you and Semper Fi. Hoorah!
The Al Franken Show, Catherine and Al, America's answer to the lying liars, here on the Mike 92.1.
It's time for the Oi 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 Show. You ready, Al?
Well, you know, I'm not really a summer person.
Huh? What do you mean?
Miriam wants to rent a summer house, and it's very expensive this year.
Uh-huh. Housing prices are high around the country.
Uh-huh.
In fact, U.S. home sales set more records last week.
Oh, well, that's good, right? Well,
setting off new fears about a housing bubble.
Oy. Where have I heard that before? Bubble.
The stock market bubble.
Oy.
The dot-com bubble.
Oy. They were related, weren't they?
Uh-huh. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan.
Oy. Don't like him.
Said last week that he saw some froth in local housing markets.
Hey, froth. You know what? He's been having too many cappuccinos.
What Greenspan meant was...
Hey, you know, he's Jewish, too.
Yeah, what he meant is that while some markets are overheated, there's less danger of a national housing bubble. But other analysts disagree.
Hey.
With Goldman Sachs...
They're Jewish.
With Goldman Sachs saying that a housing correction is inevitable.
Hey. Inevitable.
But not imminent.
Good.
But when it comes, it will be a doozy.
Oy, doozy.
Wiping out as much as 3% of gross domestic product.
Oy, 3%.
Which would be around $375 billion.
Billion?
Yes.
Oy, ay, 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 ay.
Al, what are you, where are you going?
To sell my apartment through the door. The Oy 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 Show is brought to you by Gottlieb & Associates, brokers of fine Manhattan properties for more than 75 years. New to market, an Upper West Side Classic 6 owned by elderly couple. No pets or Republicans by request of owner.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
People who are retired now have pensions from companies they worked for a long time. They have Social Security, and they have health insurance from the companies they work for. Like a three-legged stool. Now the legs are gone.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
On August 16th, the INS arrested Zacharias Moussaoui, a flight school student who seemed to have little interest in learning to take off or land a plane. The arresting agent wrote that Moussaoui seemed like, quote, the type of person who could fly something into the World Trade Center. Trying to pique the interest of FBI headquarters in Washington, a Minneapolis FBI agent wrote that a 747 loaded with fuel could be used as a weapon. If this information had been shared and analyzed, for example, by a newly founded Homeland Security agency, it might have sparked memories of the Clinton-thwarted 1996 Al-Qaeda plot to hijack an American commercial plane and crash it into CIA headquarters. On August 26, still on the ranch, Bush discussed with reporters the difference between his two dogs. Spot's a good runner. You know, Barney, terrors are bred to go into holes and pull out varmint. And Spotty chases birds. Spotty's a great water dog. I'll go fly fishing this afternoon on my lake. And you know something? He did just that. Among those left to swelter in the D.C. heat that August was one Thomas J. Pickard. No fly fishing for him.
The world, one weekend at a time. Lee Rayburn is on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, Saturdays at noon.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour, Charles in Greensville says, when will Newsweek apologize for printing Bush's lies about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction that led to his illegal war against Iraq and the death of tens of thousands of Iraqis and nearly 2,000 Americans now? Yeah, well, don't hold your breath on that one, Charles. All right, I want to do some of the sound for you. We have a real potpourri of sound here of nothing but freaks. This is a real freak show tonight. We have James Dobson. We have Bush. We have Frist. Oh, we have Joe Biden. Is he a freak? Sometimes he's a freak, too, right? All right. Let's start with Dobson. One thing I have noticed about hardcore dominionist Christians. Now, I no longer put quotes around the word Christian because I try to preface it with the adjective dominionist. Those are the Christians who believe that In a literal translation of the Bible, but most notably the book of Revelation. To them, the book of Revelation, along with the book of Leviticus and Genesis, are pretty much all you need to know. But any time I have listened to these people, and over the course of my life, back when I was still, the attempt was being made to indoctrinate me into the Christian religion, I noticed one thing. Most of these Dominionist Christians are just paranoid as hell. I've never seen anything like it. Everybody's out to get them. The liberals. You know, the liberals that control nothing in this country anymore except this network. But the liberals are out to get them, you know, to rape their children, to have sex with their wives, to butcher their animals, to salt the earth around their houses. You know, that the liberals are coming to destroy the Constitution, destroy the courts. They're sick. These people are so sick. How do they breed? How come there's another generation coming up? How do these people breed? Do they do like I've heard, I don't know if this is true or not, but the Hasidic, a Jewish thing where when they're going to have sex, they have to have a sheet between them with a hole in it for the, you know. How do these people breed? I have never seen such paranoia. Well, here's James Dobson. What a jackass this guy is. What a total Christ-killing freak. Sitting around with three other Christ killers, Gary Bauer, Tom Minery, and Tony Perkins. Ostensibly, the discussion is about the negative consequences of the Senate compromise on judicial nominees, which I don't know why they have their bloomers in a wad. There was no compromise. The Democrats just said, okay, we'll go ahead and confirm your judges. What the hell kind of, you know, but that's what I'm talking about, paranoia. I've never seen anything like the paranoia of Dominionist Christians. Oh, the devil's here. The devil's behind that bush. The devil is in the salt shaker. The devil is in their pants. The devil is in Hustler magazine. The devil is on television. The devil's here. The devil's there. Here's the devil. There's the devil. Everywhere a devil, devil. Devil's here. Devil's there. Devils! Now, if you go to the DSM-4 and do a little research, you find out this is a classic definition of paranoid schizophrenia. They believe in cloud beings and things that jump around and things that flap and things that have pointy tails and cloven hooves and pitchforks and talking snakes and virgin births and all this. I mean, it's really, really bizarre. Now, here's my point. They can believe anything they want. Have at it. Just keep it the hell out of our system of government. I don't care if you want to worship carrots. Go ahead! Oh, holy carrot, we come to you tonight begging you for more yellow. You know, I don't give a damn what you do. Worship cats. Worship your mama. I don't care. Just don't try to govern this country using your sickness, which is what Dobson does. All of these Dominionist Christians, every single last one of them. Man, I swear, what's that religious broadcast, TBN, the Trinity Broadcast Network? Oh, my God, what a freak show. What a zoo. It just never stops these people. You never see Jews doing this. You never see Muslims doing this. You never see Hindus or Buddhists or Zoroastrians or even the Church of Scientology doesn't do this. Devil's here, devil's there, there's a devil, oh my God. Ah! Ah! Save the children! Get the old ladies! Oh, here come the devil, the devil, the devil, the devil! Oh, evil, evil! They're coming, they're going to make me have an abortion! They're going to make me vote a Democrat! Oh, the liberals are coming! Ah! Ah! I've never seen anything like it. These sick bastards, they control everything! Media! Government, business, the military, the Air Force Academy. And they already have the judges. What the hell are they talking about? Paranoia, paranoia, paranoia. That is the unifying force in Hitlerian governance and in the sick Dominionist Christianity. They've got to kill everybody, dominate everything, or some little devil, some little three-inch devil's going to get loose and come and get them. I'm going to get your kid. I'm going to get your wife. I'm going to get you. I'm going to turn you queer. My God! Now, having said all that, the latest attack on Dobson, this paranoid bastard who's on, I don't know what, 7 million radio stations, 100 billion newspapers, he's listened to by the entire galaxy every day on his tin-ass phony broadcast. Okay, I don't care who he is. He's a sick sucker. This guy is paranoid. He's schizophrenic. He's delusional. I see things flapping around. I call them angels. You call them angels, huh? I call it, you need to be on something really good, like maybe Thorazine, which is not really good, but it sure as hell calms you down. Of course, you'll drool a lot, and you'll sit there and rock, but, you know, get on a drug, Dobson! There's newer ones. It doesn't have to be Thorazine. Doesn't have to be Elavil. What's some more, Kathy? Wait. Melaril! What else? Got any more? Compazine! I thought that was for nausea. Oh, it works on delusion. Okay. Jesus. So his latest fantasy? Air America is praying for him to die. Air America is holding prayer meetings. They want Air America. We want him dead and his son dead. Now, that may be true, but we don't hold prayer meetings for it, for God's sake. Most of the people on this network are either Jewish or atheist. All we want is for this sucker to rapture on out. Go, Jimmy! Rise up, sucker! Go! Get out of here! Oh, wait a minute. Does that mean he'd float up naked? Oh, I don't know if I can handle that. Well, do it out there in Colorado, wherever the hell you're based. This sick sucker, this sick man, now it's Air America that is praying for him to die. Why, you degenerate? I have one question. How did he find out? My God. How crazy is this guy? Crazy enough to think that this network is trying to pray him to death, and his son, too.
They're coming after us with a vengeance.
Woo!
I'm telling you, I've never been through anything like this.
Woo!
And so far, we're not getting a lot of criticism here at Focus on the Family.
Woo!
But I'm starting to get evidence that even our friends are believing this stuff.
Woo!
That, you know, they don't quote you, they just lie. And
terrible
Air America just made comments about me saying that they wish I would die. And even my son. And that they were praying that we would die.
Woo! You sick old bastard, you. You demon-believing punk. Air America made comments about me that they wish I would die, and even my son, and they were praying that we would die. My God. Oh, somebody just emailed in Haldol. Okay, that's another drug this sucker ought to be on. Can you believe this? Play it again. I just want to hear it again. Just play it again. Listen to this.
They're coming after us with a vengeance. I'm telling you, I've never been through anything like this. And so far, we're not getting a lot of criticism here at Focus on the Family, but I'm starting to get evidence that even our friends are believing this stuff. That, you know, they don't quote you, they just lie. And Air America just made comments about me saying that they wish I would die. And even my son, and that they were praying that we would die.
Demons! Demons and devils everywhere you look! There's one. Oh, I see his tail! Look! He just ran behind the ottoman. There's another one on television! Oh, no, that's Bush. Never mind. All right, there's one! Oh, that's Cheney. Say that, Kathy. Don't ever let that soundbite disappear. We need to play that, I don't know, every day. We need to get a, you know, I'm surprised we didn't get an email from the suits at Air America saying, look, you guys out there have got to stop praying for this guy's death. I mean, come on, and his son. Maybe the executives at Air America aren't aware that we've been holding these secret meetings every single day, right? You silly ass. My God. I'm
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Madison's progressive talk. Forward thinking. Just like Madison. The Mike 92.1.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. Look for new Ant Block at Lowe's. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
Mornings at Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
Let me tell you something. In my opinion, if any of the Democrats don't stand with Harry Reid on this issue, as many judges as Bush has gotten confirmed, it may be time for a third party.
I absolutely agree.
You know,
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
You know, my therapist tells me I got to write down my dreams every night. So this is my one from last night, my dream from last night. So I'm at this mega church in Kentucky, Riley, for the Justice Sunday show. Problem is, I'm locked in an 8-foot steel cage with a cloth draped over it. Outside my cage, I can hear James Dobson screaming about people of faith being attacked and roasted and eaten. I hear the word Shivo, judicial homicide, and Ron Jeremy. I'm not sure what he had to do with it, but suddenly I feel myself being carried on stage and the cloth is removed. I'm hit in the eyes with this intense bright light, and immediately hundreds of neocons start booing and throwing dirt clods and ball peen hammers and mashed potatoes and gravy and doll parts at me. James Dobson sneers and points at me and says, "Brothers and sisters, gaze upon the liberal Jew. Listen to his obstructionist filibuster. Listen to his satanic hate speech. Given half a chance, he'd kill Jesus all over again." Dobson gets a long, sharp stick, reaches through the bars, and pokes me hard in the ribs. He says, "Wouldn't you, huh?" I say, "Ow! Hi, I'm Mark Maron, and this is Morning Sedition." Everybody starts booing and throwing dirt clods at me. "Today, the neocon, death cult, crystal fascist, zombie brigade, boo! Boo!" Dobson pokes me again and barks, "Silence, heathen! What say you, good people? Shall we kill this sinner?" A huge roar went up. "Yeah! Stone him! Stone him!" Dobson raises his hand for quiet and says, "I have a better idea." Then these big guys pick up my cage and lower me into a baptism tank. Dobson screams, "Convert the devil!" I'm underwater for a long time. I start to black out. I see a tunnel and a white light. My dead cat Butch smoking a cigarette. Then they pull me back up, dripping and gasping. And Dobson says, "What say you now?" I say, "Christo fascist. Zombie." Dobson says, "Then you have chosen your own fate." They open the cage and I look up and see four hungry lions circling me, and above them three giant video screens of four hungry lions circling me. I hear an announcer, "When we return on Justice Sunday, the obstructionist liberal gets his just desserts," right after these messages. I woke up and my bed was filled with Polident.
Help the Arbor Day Foundation. All the world to share. And a dream today for all the world to share.
This is Crystal Gale. For more information, go to arborday.org.
This is Jera. My favorite show is Morning Sedition.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
The Mike Malloy Show. The Mike Malloy Show. Because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
Word of the day. Word of the day.
song. Go ahead. It's about 9 before the hour. You know, I have a message for James Dobson. I have a message for him every night, and that is, you know, kiss my grits. But the message for him tonight is, you know, Jim, we're just too busy worshiping our Dark Lord Satan and eating tiny babies and gargling stem cells to pray you to death, or your son. There's just no time. Busy, 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 busy. We have so many things to do. You know, at night we slip out and we go to neonatal intensive care units at hospitals around America, and we go in and slip knives into little babies struggling to live. We break into embryonic stem cell research laboratories and or fertility clinics where there are frozen embryos, and we thaw them out. And then we make a stew. You paranoid old fart. My God, Air America, we don't have time to do this. We're trying to overthrow the United States government and the Russian government and the British government. My God, we're plotting a revolution with France. You know, leave us alone. Quit accusing us of praying you into hell. Would that it were true, but... Bunny Pants talking his usual jive turkey nonsense in Greece, New York. Yes, there is a place. He was at the Greece Athena Middle and High School. Greece Athena? Really? Is that the name? In Greece, New York. It's amazing, isn't it? He admits that his crap about Social Security is just propaganda. And the sheeple, of course, these are students, applaud and cheer. You see how effectively they've been manipulated? Can you imagine the fallout if Clinton had said, I'm just going to keep repeating myself until you start believing my propaganda? That would have been the subtitle to at least three books by Hannity, one by Coulter, and maybe something, not by Novak, he can't read. Listen to this moron.
In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
Yeah, yeah, Sig Heil, Sig Heil, Sig Heil, Sig Heil. We love propaganda! Sig Heil! Play it again. I want to hear it again.
In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again.
Yeah.
For the truth to sink in.
Yeah.
To kind of catapult the propaganda.
Yeah, catapult it. Yeah! Applaud, you dumb bastards! Go ahead! Applaud him! Applaud him! I'm getting a sore throat. I gotta stop screaming, man. I wonder if Dobson is praying for my voice box to rot. You simple-minded geek. Bunny Pants was also with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. See if his response to a reporter's question makes any sense to you. The reporter said, Mr. President, are you satisfied that President Abbas is moving aggressively enough, doing everything he can to shut down terror groups? You know, hold on just a second. How about, Mr. President, are you satisfied that Prime Minister Sharon is moving aggressively enough, doing everything he can to shut down the butchery that's occurring in the Middle East? Nah, it's always about Abbas, isn't it? It's always about the Palestinians, isn't it? So the reporter goes on and says, and do you think that he, Abbas, should, for example, close Hamas or remove from positions of power associates of Yasser Arafat?
Our position on Hamas is very clear. It's a well-known position, and it hadn't changed about Hamas. Hamas is a terrorist group. It's on a terrorist list for a reason. As the elections go forward, of course, we want everybody to participate in the vote.
Including Hamas.
There's something healthy about people campaigning, saying this is what I'm for.
Like Hamas.
The president ran on a peace platform. Maybe somebody will run on a war platform. You know, vote for me, I promise violence.
Well, that works for you! Jesus Christ, don't these people see the irony? That worked for you! Bush is trying to be sarcastic, ironic, a smartass. Yeah, you know, maybe somebody will run on a war platform. You know, vote for me, I promise violence. How many times did this waste of human DNA say, I'm a war president, I'm a war president, I'm a war president, I'm a war president, right? Yeah, maybe somebody over there in what's that country? Palestinian, Israel, I don't know. Condi, where's the map? Where's Condoleezza Rice? Get her in here. Jesus, got to make her Secretary of State. And where is she? Huh? Get her. Where's Israel? Palace? Vote for me. I promise violence. Maybe somebody will say, it worked for you. It worked for you, didn't it, George? This is Air America.
On Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
When George Bush was in Latvia in early May, he said the United States would never excuse tyranny or sacrifice freedom for stability. He lied. Let's start with Uzbekistan. On May 13th, the repressive regime there slaughtered about 1,000 unarmed civilians who were protesting the government. But have you heard Bush denounce the Uzbek government and demand accountability? No. Why not? Because Uzbekistan lets the U.S. maintain an airbase there, so freedom and democracy can wait. And Laura Bush was in Egypt this week and endorsed Egyptian leader Hosni Mubarak's election plan, under which only opposition politicians approved by Mubarak's party can run for office. The next day, Mubarak's party led attacks against anti-government demonstrators. Once again, the administration went soft on an authoritarian it considers an ally. If that's how the Bush gang wants to handle foreign affairs, fine. Just don't pretend to be champions of freedom. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
Romy and Michelle's high school reunion was only half the story. Now, an ABC Family original movie takes you back to where it all began.
Can't wait to get to L.A.
Romy and Michelle take on Tinseltown.
Who would you rather have sex with, Cary Grant or Gary Cooper?
Aren't they dead?
But they've got no talent, no money, and no clue.
Why am I the only one who sees how great I am?
The world premiere of Romy and Michelle in the Beginning, Monday at 8, 7 Central, only on ABC Family.
On the NASCAR circuit, the drivers and their crews know all about power. Even battery power. In fact, when every second counts, Kevin Harvick's pit crew trusts one brand of battery in every critical device they use. Duracell. So whether it's 600 horsepower or the 9 volts that power their precision instruments, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
Duluth, Minnesota had 90.2% turnout.
People were like, how do you vote, honey? Where do you go?
And then they went,
Mom, how do you vote? Hey, Jake, have you ever voted?
I just like to say voted.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
This is Maria Clemmie from Oregon, and I am now a truth seeker, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themike921.com, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
CNN Radio News, I'm Paul Chambers. Two U.S. soldiers are killed when their Kiowa helicopter is downed by small arms fire in Iraq. Retired General Don Shepard says the Kiowa is used extensively in Iraq.
The Marines and the Army both use it for scouting ahead of columns of trucks that are delivering supplies, that type of thing. It's generally followed by heavier gunships that provide more firepower, but it is also armed itself.
A second helicopter was attacked and damaged during the same incident, but managed to return to a coalition base. There's mounting evidence the leader of the Iraqi insurgency may be wounded. Our Ryan Chilcote has more from Baghdad.
The Iraqi interior minister making this very startling and dramatic announcement that Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq, is wounded. The interior minister said that he got this information about 5 days ago. He says he believes it is true. The only thing he says he doesn't know is the extent of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi's injuries.
The U.S. military says it's unable to corroborate. Jay Hood, the commanding general of a task force at the Guantanamo Bay Naval Prison, says investigators have substantiated 5 cases in which military officials mishandled the Quran in front of Muslim prisoners.
None of these 5 incidents was a result of a failure to follow standard operating procedures in place at the time the incident occurred.
Officials say a prisoner who claimed a guard had thrown the book into the toilet has since recanted. Senate Republicans late today failed in their bid to cut off debate over the nomination of John Bolton to be U.N. ambassador. Minority Leader Harry Reid says it's time to move on.
There's a lot of things we have to do here, and we do not want this to be a diversion from the work that we have to do. It is a diversion, but it is not the fault of the Democratic senators that it is a diversion.
The Senate voted 56-42 for cloture, 4 votes shy of the necessary 60 votes to cut off debate. This is CNN Radio News.
Summer weather can wreak havoc on a car's starting and charging system. So beat the heat. Get to AutoZone right now. The pros at AutoZone can test your car's starting and charging system for free. And AutoZone is the only place to find Duralast starters, alternators, and batteries. Parts that are built to last, even under the toughest conditions. So don't let hot weather leave you stranded this summer. Just get in the zone. AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
William Shatner here in a 4-star hotel. Excuse me, miss. How did you choose this hotel?
Well, I checked out prices and locations.
Well, now you can do that on Priceline. Shop and compare before you buy.
But I thought...
No. Now you can look at pictures, read reviews, see if they have a health club.
Wait, health club? What are you saying? I'm fat? I need a health club?
The new all-in-one Priceline. Shop, compare, save. Or still, name your own price and save even more.
A Florida man wanted in his ex-girlfriend's beating death is still perched 18 stories atop a crane at an Atlanta, Georgia construction site.
We learned that originally there was an airbag that was placed at the base of this crane, but when police realized that that airbag would not help him if he was to fall, they now have moved that airbag on top of a building where it is now 150 feet below where he is, and they say that if he was to jump, that he would be okay.
Reporter Alicia Barnes says the man has been on the crane now for more than 24 hours. 4 Tennessee lawmakers have been arrested in connection with a public corruption investigation. Governor Phil Bredesen says state business must continue.
We have many important things to deal with, budgets and 10 care and a host of other things, and we need to keep our eye on the ball, and that's why we're standing here today.
The lawmakers are accused of accepting bribes from a bogus company set up by the FBI, the money allegedly aimed at influencing lawmakers' votes on legislation that would benefit the sham company. This is news from CNN Radio. Fewer Americans are lighting up, according to the latest findings from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Our Mary Ellen Hopkins has more from Atlanta.
The CDC reports the number of Americans who smoke continues to decline, down to about 21.6%. Dr. David Nelson, senior scientific advisor to the CDC, says it's encouraging that the number of young adult smokers, age 18 to 24, is dropping.
There was an increase in that population in smoking throughout the 90s, and this is the first time we've seen a significant decline, and it's just over the last year or so. So it's the lowest it's been in that group since 1991.
Women seem to be heeding the warnings about the dangers of smoking. The number of U.S. women who smoke is now below 20%. Mary Ellen Hopkins, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
A good day for stocks in New York. The Dow gained almost 80 points on news earlier in the day that the country's economy is growing strongly during the first quarter. I'm Paul Chambers. This is the CNN Radio Network.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
I remember after 9/11, Bill Bennett coming out and going like, you see, the world is good and evil. That's the lesson from this. I drew the opposite lesson, because you don't fly a plane into a building unless you think that you're in possession of total truth. Knowing that you don't have a monopoly on truth is actually a good thing.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Did you save $20 a week for your future?
Verity Palladino of the American Savings Education Council.
You don't need big money to accumulate big savings. Small amounts saved regularly over time can really add up thanks to compound interest. Start saving today. Your life, your choices. Choose to save.
Visit www.choosetosave.org for tools to help you prepare for your financial future. That's choosetosave.org.
Choose to save.
Thought you were fed up? This is the Mike Malloy Show on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
And Air America just made comments about me saying that they wish I would die, and even my son, and that they were praying that we would die.
We're going to get you, Jimmy.
One of our regular emailers, we were talking about what kind of drug this freak should be on. That's James Dobson, by the way. Focus on the freak bill or whatever the hell he runs. God, what a sick, degenerate sucker this guy is. One of our regular emailers said, here's another vote for Haldol. You know, some kind of a psychotropic drug to get this freak on. And our emailer says, you might not know this, but I'm a bit of a connoisseur of psychotropic drugs. Oh, you guessed. Anyway, having been on Haldol when I was 16, I'd say it's just about right for Dobson. My schedule back then, get up, go to class, sleep through first class, move to second class, sleep through lunch, sleep through afternoon classes, come home, sleep. It's official. It's the official drug of the living dead. I'm sorry, I'm laughing at... You know, oh, Jesus. My schizophrenia is totally untreatable, so I don't have to worry about this, you know. My paranoid schizophrenia, my delusions, is totally untreatable. And I know because, well, it's most of my delusions are self-induced anyway, you know. I just spent too many years back then doing too many mind-expanding drugs. Yeah, my mind expanded, all right. Man, of course, it never expanded to the point where I could see 900-foot G's-eye wandering around, but I don't know. Whatever. Now, let's go back to Bunny Pants. I want to play that thing again. He was at a combination high school, middle school, and this is where he talks about... every once in a while, the truth just erupts out of his pie hole. It just jumps out. You know, you can see Karl Rove say, "Oh Jesus Christ, don't let the media get a hold of that." And of course, media never does. We do. We get a hold of it. Can you imagine hearing this on NBC tonight on Brian Williams in the nightly news? Can you imagine the former U-boat sub-commander Wolf Blitzer going on CNN and using this piece of sound that we're going to play for you right now?
In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
Oh, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil. Oh, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil. Yes. Oh, we love you, George. Can you imagine that soundbite being anywhere except on this network? On the internet, sure. But I mean out there in mainstream media. See, we're mainstream media now. Air America is mainstream media. We are. Isn't that wonderful? Now, here's let's go back to Bush with the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas. And Bush continues to ramble about the coming elections. You know, and in the last soundbite before the break, he said, Abbas ran on a peace platform and maybe somebody could run on a war platform. And it worked for him. You know, it did. But here he is again. Now, see if you can
it makes sense of what he's saying here. Yeah, talk about Haldol. Jesus.
Our position on Hamas is very clear. It's
no, we played that one. No, I don't want to play that one. I want to play the next one.
I think there's something healing about asking people to vote.
Not here.
And hopefully as more people participate and more people see progress on the ground.
The ground?
In terms of real tangible benefits when it comes to democracy, that more and more people will reject the notion that the only a state based upon violence is a positive state.
What? What? Oh, Jesus. He said, and so I think there's something healing about asking people to vote, and hopefully as more people participate and more people see progress on the ground in terms of real tangible benefits when it comes to democracy, that more and more people will reject the notion that the only state based upon violence is a positive state. Oh, Christ. And here's our last clip from Too Stupid to Be President for today. Again, he's with Palestinian President Abbas. See if you can guess the word of the day here. Actually, it's more than a word. I'll give you that clue. All right? Let's call it a term of the day. I have to applaud Rove. He keeps Bush on message. I don't know how he does it. He must have pictures of Bush when he was a cheerleader, naked with a horse or with Jeffrey, what's his name? Not Dahmer. Jeffrey Gannon. Anyway, this reporter says, Mr. President, you talked about the clear American position about the size of settlements, but, you know, Israel continues to build settlements and continues to seize Palestinian territories. What is your position on all that, Mr. President?
When you say you can accept the roadmap, you accept the roadmap, and part of the obligations of the roadmap is not the expansion of settlements. And we continue to remind our friends, the Israelis, about their obligations under the roadmap, just like we remind President Abbas about the obligations under the roadmap that the Palestinians have accepted.
It's like a tick. Roadmap, or someone's pulled a string out of that odd bulge in the middle of his jacket, huh?
Roadmap.
You know, the weird part is the roadmap thing has been dead for how long now? A year? Two? Roadmap? What did Sharon say? What did Arafat, before they murdered him, what did he say? They all said, everybody said, I spit on roadmap! Roadmap! Red rum! Roadmap! Red rum! Red rum! Roadmap! Red rum! Speaking of red rum, what the hell? Let's bring Frist in here very quickly. Senate Majority Terrorist Bill Frist, responding to the lack of a cloture vote today to end the debate on the Bolton nomination. This is where he talks about, he's been listening to this program because, you know, we quack, we do the quacks a lot. Listen to this jerk.
Needless to say, I'm very, very disappointed, and we got what, to me, looks like a filibuster. It certainly sounds like a filibuster looking at the vote today.
Quack.
It quacks like a filibuster.
Quack, quack.
And I'm afraid, you know, shortly after we thought we'd had things working together in this body again, we got another filibuster, this time on another nomination, not a judicial nomination,
quack,
but another nomination, the nomination of John Bolton.
Quack, quack.
You're going to come back and revisit it, but I think what America has just seen,
quack,
is an engagement of another period of obstruction,
quack,
by the other side of the aisle, and it looks like we have, once again, another filibuster.
Quack, quack, quack. If it quacks like an Aflac. Aflac. I'd like to find out how much Aflac has contributed to Frist's campaign treasuries over the years. And that's why he keeps mentioning ducks. We'll get to the Bolton thing here eventually tonight, I hope. All right, this is the last one. We got time for Biden? Okay, here's Joe. You got time for Biden? Yeah, let's hold off on Biden. We'll do it as soon as we come back after the break. He's the, as you know, he's a ranking member of the Foreign Relations Committee. They held the hearings on Bolton. And Trying to explain why the Senate needs a few more days to make up its mind, you know, hold off until, well, I guess Tuesday. They're going to wait till Tuesday to vote on this pig. I keep thinking about Voinovich's performance. Was it yesterday, Kathy? Where he got up there and just cried and sobbed and, well, he choked it all back. I mean, I'm exaggerating. But, you know, he was up there trying to, I got kids, break it. You know, God, don't get me started again. Voinovich is the one that could have stopped it all. He could have stopped it. You know, he could have killed that puppy in his crib. What? What? Well, you know what I mean. Quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Find out more about authors and guests at themike921.com. This is The Mike 92.1.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. 2 weeks ago, a leaked British government memo confirmed our worst suspicions about the Bush administration's pretext for war in Iraq. The lack of press coverage on the memo confirms our worst fears about the American media. If you missed it, the memo contains minutes from a meeting with Tony Blair saying that by July 2002, the Bush administration had already decided to attack Iraq. The memo also says that the intelligence about WMDs was being fixed. And the reaction to this scandal outside the progressive press? Ho-hum, la-di-da, whatever. The mainstream American press has barely even noted the story. This trumped-up war has cost 1,600 American lives, but that doesn't mean it should detract from even bigger stories, like the runaway bride. For more on the memo, check out MotherJones.com and read the Mother Jones blog. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
This Memorial Day weekend...
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
By the way, in the Washington Post, just in case you think it's going to get better, Bush expected to push for a conservative for the Supreme Court. Gee, just think.
What are the odds?
I know. I told you they seem startled by the whole advise and consent thing that was
what?
Put in the Senate compromise.
You want a what?
Puffy McLoone says that...
No, you don't get to speak.
Stephanie Miller.
Advise? No, we tell you.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
Hey, Maren. Sorry to interrupt you, buddy, but Future Mark is on line one.
Future Mark, great. Put him through.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's up? So what's going on in 2050 today?
Well, I'm getting my kidney replaced. It's been about 3 months, and I was at the hospital anyway, so I thought, you know, what the hell? But that's not really why I'm at the hospital.
So why are you at the hospital?
I had to bring my clone in because he hurt himself.
Oh, no. Is he, are they okay? I mean, are you guys okay? What happened?
Well, he's fine. They're always fine. I just, I kind of beat him up.
Whoa. You beat up your clone? Well, I'm sorry, buddy, but that's kind of creepy.
All right, well, look, you know how you spent all those years beating yourself up? Well, in 2050, that's all over, my friend. You just take it out on the clone. It's actually why most people have them anyway.
Wait, so in the future I have a clone... And I just use him as a punching bag?
Well, that's not what he's for. You know, he cooks, he cleans, he does the things you don't want to do. He attends events for me sometimes. He stands in line for stuff. I make him buy condoms. Yeah, stuff like that.
But mostly you just hit him.
You don't understand, Mark. Crime has gone way down because of clones. They take the brunt of people's frustrations. There's hardly any more domestic abuse now that you can kick your clone's ass instead.
Look, I'm sorry, man, but it just sounds exactly like domestic abuse to me.
No, it's not. They don't bleed or anything. They don't even feel physical pain. I even shot him once, and then I sent him out for pizza. The problem is, actually, you can hurt their feelings. I mean, they are still you know.
Mr. Marin, your clone is ready to go home now.
Oh, hey, Mark, my clone's here. Hold on. You told me you fell down the stairs, right? Like we said, right?
Wow, this is really weird. I mean, I don't want to judge you, but man. So is everybody like this to their clones?
Hey, I'm one of the nice ones, okay? I mean, I'm not a clonist or anything. I've even been to Clone Town, like, a bunch of times. As long as they know their place. You know what I'm saying? I mean, can you imagine if they could vote? Wow, that'd be awful.
Oh, man. Dude, I usually enjoy these conversations, but today you're really making me kind of sad. Kind of bummed, a little freaked out. But is there anything you want to tell me before I go?
Yeah, actually. Did you see the movie Signs?
You mean the one about the crop circles and the aliens?
Exactly. Okay, so here's what you need to do. You need to rent it again, kind of get the message, and just for your own peace of mind, you might want to have a super soaker filled with water on you pretty much all the time.
Okay, man. But look, be nicer to your clone.
Yeah, whatever. Later, man.
Later.
Senses, stirring sensibilities. The Mike, 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Another filibuster, Frisk calls it. You know, that's another weasel, another one of these paranoid schizos. I don't know. A lot of people are sending in suggestions for drugs for these people to take. But one email here comes from Canada. Said, no, just give them some weed. Just let them smoke a couple of joints. Oh, my God. All right, here's Biden. The ranking member of the Foreign Relations Center for Foreign Relations Committee, the committee that held hearings on Bolton. And here's Biden explaining why the Senate needs a few more days to vote on Bolton.
I have, speaking for myself, absolutely no intention to prevent an up and down vote on Mr. Bolton. The issue here was about whether or not information that in good faith the majority leader tried all, I shouldn't say all day, yesterday and today to get. But I think almost every senator here would acknowledge the institution is entitled to. We were prepared not even to ask that the ranking member and the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee see the information we sought. I implore the administration to provide the information. We are willing to vote 10 minutes after we get back in session if, in fact, they provide the information which Mr. Bolton's staff had access to, that they will not give to the majority leader of the United States Senate. There is no reason offered. So I want to make it clear, we're ready to vote. The day we get back, the moment we get back, we're ready to vote immediately if they come forward with meeting us halfway on providing the information. That's all.
Meeting you halfway. Oh, Joe. You know, you look to be about my age. How could you be so damn stupid? You're not that stupid. You're a smart man, aren't you, Joe? I mean, come on. Come on. They're going to meet you halfway. Oh, okay. Right. Okay. Hey, listen, drop me a line. Let me know how it goes, all right? All right. Thanks. Now, of course, Democrats are referred to as obstructionists in this house of horrors on the Potomac, right? God. Now, I want to go back to, just for a second here, I want to revisit this quote from Bush talking about catapulting the propaganda. That means, you know, throwing it out there, counting on the liberal media to make sure that it gets rammed down everybody's throat. No matter what the lie is, whether Social Security lies or war in Iraq lies or weapons lies or environmental lies or global warming lies or clear skies lies or, you know, everything that comes out of these pigs' mouths are lies. Now, listen, listen to, I'm going to play the quote for you again. I'm going to play the quote for you again, and you know, you wonder why the lemmings applaud when Bush boasts about how his propaganda is sinking in. All right, listen to this.
In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in.
Yeah.
To kind of catapult the propaganda.
Yeah! Hooray! We love you! Ah, oh, we love you! Now, why do they applaud? Why do people sit there? And they're not all students. You know, he did it at a middle high school in Greece, New York. Why do they applaud? Why do people? You know, it's somebody emailed the other night. It was during the English Revolution when everybody was getting beheaded, and as they went to be beheaded, they would swear their fidelity to the king that was having them beheaded. Why do people do this? Why do they applaud when the man is standing there telling them, I'm going to screw you. I'm going to beat you to death. I'm going to corrupt your institutions. I'm going to destroy your country. I'm going to kill your children, your sons and daughters that are stupid enough to join my military. That I've got a Secretary of Defense who is utterly destroying. I'm going to spit on you. I'm going to lift my leg and pee on you. I'm going to do everything I can. I'm going to destroy Social Security. I'm going to destroy it all. I'm going to stack the bodies high. Now applaud me, you dumb bastards. Applaud me. Why do people do that? Maybe it's because we have people like Tim Russert, who is out there on Press the Meat or Meet the Press every Sunday, spreading manure all over the country. Now, maybe only 10,000 people watch Meet the Press. That doesn't matter. What is said on Meet the Press is picked up and quoted. But Tim Russert, when he heard that the dictator in the White House wanted Al-Qaeda leader's head delivered to him on a pike, and Osama's head delivered and preserved in dry ice, Russert hears this, and his only comment is, where do you get dry ice in Afghanistan? That's why these people applaud when Bush says, you know what? I'm going to rip your guts out. How's that, huh? Hey, let me hear you applaud, you dumbasses. Make a change, make some sense, and to rearrange. Rearrange the way you think. Hesitate, lose control, and you will sink. Think fast, think for yourself. For the world be your own now, because it is so. It's so full of greed, because it is so. It's so, so much need for independence, solidarity, unity, and prosperity.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1. It feels like thinking.
By the Aviator, winner of 5 Academy Awards, now on DVD.
Ladies and gentlemen, Howard Hughes.
He saw the future.
Don't tell me it can't be done.
And changed the world. Soar into the DVD that's packed with incredible special features, including an interview with Leonardo DiCaprio, commentary by Martin Scorsese, and actual footage from the life of Howard Hughes.
Fastest man on the planet.
Buy the Aviator 2-disc DVD today. Rated PG-13 for thematic elements, sexual content, nudity, language, and a crash sequence.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Arlie Ermey, United States Marine Corps. While our armed forces defend our freedom, their families shoulder household duties and emergencies alone. To help, the veterans of foreign wars and Vermont American brand Bits and Blades have created the Unmet Needs Program.
John Fergus here, the VFW National Commander. Please help us help our military families by visiting unmetneeds.com and by purchasing Vermont American Bits and Blades. A portion of every purchase goes to help.
Visit unmetneeds.com and buy Vermont American brand Bits and Blades. Thank you and Semper Fi. Hoorah!
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
The Washington Post has put a story out. I'll just read the first paragraph. Numerous detainees at the Guantanamo Bay military prison in Cuba told FBI interrogators that guards had mistreated copies of the Quran, including one who said in a 2002 that guards, quote, flushed a Quran in the toilet, according to new FBI documents that have been released today. The summaries of FBI interviews obtained by the American Civil Liberties Union as part of an ongoing lawsuit also include allegations that the Quran was kicked, thrown to the floor, and withheld as punishment, and that the guards mocked Muslim prisoners during prayers. This underscores, in my opinion, the lack of planning, the lack of discipline, and the lack of understanding the culture, which has done nothing but infuriate those who are, quote, enemies of America. And I know that the buck does not stop on any one particular desk. But, folks, let me tell you something. The White House, you know, let's get to the chalkboard here and remember what was listed out there by this administration. They were taking Michael Isikoff to the woodshed. They were taking Newsweek. It's an ownership problem. I mean, we want an apology. It's Newsweek that caused all these riots in Afghanistan that killed these 17 people. Well, I would suspect that Scott McClellan would be holding a press conference any moment now apologizing for their accusation of Newsweek apparently being correct on their source. Because it's now being revealed in FBI documents that this did in fact happen during interrogations. Damn those left-wing communists over there at the Washington Post. How in the world could they ever put this up on their news website, huh?
Hi, this is Steve Earle, and I make up songs and stories and plays, and on Sunday night I have my friends over to play music on Air America Radio. This week my guest is singer-songwriter Michael Penn.
The revolution starts now, Sunday night at 9, on the Mike 92.1.
The revolution starts now.
I'm sitting on a red velvet stool wearing a yellow bowler hat and holding a banana. All right? Oh, yeah, and I'm wearing a leash. A red velvet curtain opens and 200 vacant-eyed fat people sneer at me and tap the glass, even though the sign clearly says, please don't tap the glass. I hear a barker's voice. Come one, come all, step right up and gaze upon Mark, the lovable radio freak. All the way from the wilds of New Mexico, this bizarre man-diva will astound you. Watch him battle to the death with hostile email. Watch him perform an amazing facsimile of radio talk show with teases and hard outs. You'll swear it's real. Watch Mark alienate his own kind by being too funny. Watch Mark bash organized religion and their phony gods. You won't want to miss Mark as he self-destructs with liberal guilt. His heartbreaking meltdowns will move you to tears. And don't forget his diet. You will witness this weight-conscious wonder eat carrots and kale raw. Then watch him shove chocolate cake into his mouth as fast as he can eat it, if there's any sitting within arm's length. You will hear Mark plug as many appearances at comedy clubs nationwide as often as 3 times an hour. 5 minutes with Mark and you'll want to take him home. Come on, Mark, do a little dance for the nice people. So I get up and dance a little hornpipe and then hold out my yellow bowler. The fat people fill it with rocks and chew gum. So I throw my poop at them. I woke up and my bed was filled with bearded ladies. And that part was true. Not really.
Anywhere. Just go to the mic921.com. That is his progressive talk, the mic921.
Walk 10 miles on my hands and knees. Ain't no doubt about it, baby, it's you I need to be. I wrestle with a lion and a grizzly bear. It's my life, baby, but I don't care. That tough is tough.
It's about 25 before the hour. Several people have emailed in about Frist's vote today. Frist was the only Republican to vote against cloture, against ending the delay on this murderous psychopath John Bolton. and people trying to, you know, say, did I hear that right? Did he really? Yes, but the only reason Frist, this has to do with Senate procedural rules. The only reason Frist voted against cloture had nothing to do with his wanting the debate to continue. But that gives him the procedural right to force the Senate to vote again on the issue. Okay, so it just has to do with procedure. It has nothing to do with Frist actually wanting Bolton to go away. No, 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 no. Now, the only Democrats to vote for going ahead to a final vote on Bolton, you know, end cloture, or end the filibuster, I'm sorry, bring about closure. What the hell? Why do they call it cloture, Kathy? Why don't they call it closure? You're supposed to know this. You're the producer. I hate that word, cloture. That's like gubernatorial. You know, where the hell do these words come from? It's a governor's race. It's not a gubernatorial race. It is closure, not cloture. God, I hate this. There were three Democrats who voted to essentially confirm Bolton in today's little procedural fal-de-rol, and that was Mark Pryor of Arkansas, Ben Nelson of Nebraska, and Mary Landrieu of Louisiana. There she goes again, right? Now, Voinovich still says that he's going to vote no when it comes to the floor, which apparently might be next Tuesday.
I'm going to vote no. I'm going to vote no.
Voinovich, after his performance yesterday, told reporters that all the senators are under what he calls overwhelming pressure to go along with Bush on this. And he said that's true, even though, his words, very few people are enthusiastic about the choice of Bolton to be UN ambassador.
I can't stand it. My children and my grandchildren.
God. I want to share something with you very quickly. This is at Daily Kos. The folks at the Daily Kos blog, Kathy in Madison, sent this to me. Have a letter for publication, the Washington Post, that urges insiders to blow the whistle on Bush. Currently, the letter has about 700 Kos members voting to approve it in a poll on the website. You can check it at dailykos.com and look around. It's there. Here's what it says: an open letter to insiders. That would be, you know, policymakers. It says Memorial Day is just a few days away. Our troops in Iraq are under siege. Who among them, living and breathing at this very moment, will be dead by our day of national commemoration? And what will be the cause of death? Bullets, bombs, or deception and silence? We, the community of the Daily Kos, are seekers of truth. Based on our investigations, we know that President Bush was intent on invading Iraq from the beginning of his first term, and that further, his administration fixed intelligence and promulgated false reports toward that end. Although this information has surfaced in one form or the other over the last few years, it has had little impact on the administration, which continues on its perilous course, and the American people, who by and large remain woefully ignorant. Meanwhile, our women and men in uniform are sitting ducks, with over 1,600 dead and thousands more injured. Iraq is set to explode in a civil war as it simultaneously implodes from lack of infrastructure and security. Anywhere from 25 to 100,000 Iraqi civilians are dead. American and foreign privateers are on a feeding frenzy, and almost $9 billion in Iraqi funds cannot be accounted for by the former coalition provisional authority. Iraqi detainees at Abu Ghraib have been imprisoned, humiliated, and tortured without legal recourse. Terrorism is skyrocketing, and the U.S. has earned the enmity of people in the Middle East and throughout the world. In short, the war and subsequent occupation are a catastrophe, yet no one in authority is being held accountable. Without accountability, there can be no solution. Without a solution, more people will die. We appeal to those of you inside the Beltway to come forward with any information you may have about the discussions, decisions, and deceptions that enabled this administration to go to war. The American people want the truth. And no one deserves it more than those we've sent into harm's way and their families. Families that wait and worry. Families that agonize over the suffering of their beloved of their injured loved ones, families who will honor their dead this Memorial Day. We understand full well what we're asking of you, and we don't ask it lightly. We understand, too, that righting an egregious wrong is a formidable and daunting task. But that is the history of our nation. That is, in fact, our national character. From the founding fathers of our country to the leaders and activists of great movements for suffrage, civil rights, labor, peace, people of courage have put their lives on the line for what they believed. Sometimes they won, sometimes they lost, but they always, always made a difference. We don't expect the impossible. We know that no one can turn back the clock or bring back the dead. We ask only that you come forward to save lives. Whatever that requires of you, ask yourself what, in comparison, is your sacrifice compared to preventing even one more unnecessary death? The dead cannot speak. You can. The dead will never know why they died. You do. Please, in the spirit of Memorial Day, heed those words by Mother Jones. Quote, mourn for the dead and fight like hell for the living. You can fight for the living with truth. Thank you. That's a great letter, and I hope... go to dailycoast.com. You know the site. Thanks to Kathy and Madison who sent me this. I try to make it by the coast at least two or three times a week, and I haven't been there this week, and it's Thursday. All right. Let's get some phone. You want to get some phone calls? Let's get. Who's that on line five? Oh, jeez. This guy just won't leave me alone. Shelley Drobny is calling from Chicago. He's one of the founders of Air America. Hey, Shelley!
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm sitting here in my...
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
No. I'm sitting here in my backyard in Chicago listening to you online because, you know...
Oh, sitting in your backyard. I thought you were going to tell us how you were dressed. Never mind. My bad.
No, I don't want to talk about how I'm dressed.
Good. All right.
I'm in my backyard because, you know, we're dark in Chicago at night. We can't hear you.
Yeah.
But I can hear you because I'm listening online. And what I wanted to do is congratulate you on the award that you received for... best talk show host.
Well, thanks, Shelley. I appreciate that.
New York.
It's very kind.
I don't get to, you know, tell you this all the time because, you know, despite the fact that I'm very much involved, we don't talk all the time.
That's very true. Well, you're an executive. You're an executive. I'm just, you know, one of the guys that do the program.
Well, you're one of the guys that just does all the heavy lifting, and I wanted to congratulate you and Kathy.
Thank you.
And I wanted to congratulate Kathy for her editorial reply in The Nation magazine.
Yeah, that was good. Kathy wrote that letter. For people who don't know, Nicholas von Hoffman, whose stuff I have used religiously for 30 years, he writes this huge piece in The Nation magazine about Air America, which is nothing but a slam. It's just disgusting, and it just pissed us off. Now, what really pissed us off here in Atlanta was in this 7,000-word article or 3,000-word article, this sucker never even mentioned our program, right? So Kathy writes in a letter and just rips Nicholas von Hoffman a new body orifice. I have to mention that Shelley Drobny here, one of the founders of Air America, wrote in, and Danny Goldberg, who is the president of or the CEO of Air America, wrote a lengthy reply. So between Goldberg, Drobny, and Kathy Malloy, we got our licks in pretty good, as far as I'm concerned.
And I want to also say that there was a 180-degree turnaround with The Nation, and they said on the front page, "We love Air America."
Right.
Now, if it's love, my God, it's tough love.
Well, what really got us was the fact that Air America didn't mention our program, and I bitched about this on the air one night, and I said, if any of the listeners can find references to this program in the mainstream media, we'll send you some stuff. And we had, what did we send out, Kathy? 7 or 8 packages of stuff. People found a few things. But the thing that really irritated me in the Nation article, in von Hoffman's article, in this program is when we do the Nation Minute.
Right.
It's our program that has a Nation Minute in it. And this sucker couldn't even... Oh, well, but that's the way it goes. You know how it goes.
Well, you know, what we thought about and we talked about is the fact that, you know, with friends like we have, we don't need enemies. And, you know, the liberals kind of eat their own. And
yeah, they're like rugby players.
Yes, and I just wanted to let me tell you something. You're my best buddy on Air America, and I love you to death, and I love Kathy, and I wanted to just let you know that you know, we keep fighting the good fight in spite of the fact that some of our best friends are our enemies, but we have to hold together. Okay?
I hear you, Shelley.
Hey. Keep it going, and I want to congratulate you and Kathy for doing just a stand-up job.
Thanks, Shelley. Hey, listen, keep talking that way in July when my contract runs out and we have to sit down and talk about money.
Okay, I will. I'm your
right.
friend on that one. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Shelley. Have
right,
a nice evening.
Welcome.
All right, you take
right.
care. Shelley Drobny, one of the founders of Air America. Read the book, Road to Air America. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
The show must go on.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
A liberal dose of the truth. Madison's progressive talk. The Mike 92.1.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
Romy and Michelle's high school reunion was only half the story. Now, an ABC Family original movie takes you back to where it all began.
I can't wait to get to L.A.
Romy and Michelle take on Tinseltown.
Who would you rather have sex with, Cary Grant or Gary Cooper? Aren't they dead?
But they've got no talent, no money, and no clue.
Why am I the only one who sees how great I am?
The world premiere of Romy and Michelle in the Beginning, Monday at 8, 7 Central, only on ABC Family.
Rat Fest. Politically Direct with David Bender.
What we're going to try to do here every week on Politically Direct is lift up the corner of the TV tent and let you peek inside at that traveling circus of performing politicians and juggling journalists who parade before us every week on the TV news and interview shows. Here on Politically Direct, we'll make you one promise. We'll tell you the truth the best way we know how. We'll do our homework, and hopefully that will help you do yours, too.
Politically Direct with David Bender, Sunday at 1 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
We actually have Future Mark on line 1.
Oh, Future Mark, that guy's great. Put him through.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Just checking in, man. I told you Cincinnati would be good. I'm sorry I didn't tell you about the flu you were going to get.
Yeah, thanks, man. When does this go away?
Friday, I promise.
Hey, what's that noise, man?
Oh, I'm sorry. The news is on.
Well, can't you just turn it off? We're kind of having a conversation here.
Actually, no, I can't. The news is always on now, or should I say infoblasts are always on. All the media outlets now have these info cannons, and they fire nanorobot swarms of data in the air, and you just kind of breathe them.
Wait, whoa. Let me see if I get this right. So robots fly into your mouth with the news?
Yeah, mouth, nose, ear canal, sometimes the other orifice, which is strangely pleasant sometimes.
Well, isn't that annoying?
Isn't what annoying?
Getting the news that way.
Is that what we've been talking about? I'm sorry, man. My attention span's taken a real beating since this technology came out in 2030, and that's what caused the, sorry, man. I forgot what we were talking about again. Ow! Hey, what? Hey! I just got stung by a story on a runaway bride.
So they sting you too, the nanobots?
No, they're different types. The earlier news carriers were actual insects.
Oh.
I just got stung by an info bee. Fox created those. There were ticks, mosquitoes. What were we talking about?
News, man, news. So what kind of news do you get in 2050?
Well, there are about 250,000 news outlets, most of them in hailables. You know, crime blotters, sports, weather, porn. But now they're all mixed together. Actually, as we speak, I'm inhaling the New York Times Financial Lesbian Action Report.
Oh.
It really holds your attention for the 3 seconds it's on. I got to invest in that Dolphin Sports League.
All right, so I guess there's a Dolphin Sports League now.
Oh, yeah, Dolphin Sports Porn, Monkey Sports Porn, Giraffe Ball Porn. Oh. Hold on, man. There's a Michael Jackson Bolton that comes in every 3 minutes. Busted again?
He's still around?
Yeah, but he's fondling clones now. So now we're in this like gray zone as far as the ethical thing goes. I mean, we all use the pleasure clones. It's no secret. Really, how old is any clone? A couple weeks old, maybe.
Well, that's kind of creeping me out, buddy.
Mark, hey, how's it going, man?
What?
There's something I was going to tell you. I sent myself a brain mail. Hold on. Tell Mark to start carrying hand sanitizer. Lots of it.
Why?
You know, it wouldn't be fair to tell you why, because I know how you are, but I guess it wouldn't be fair of me not to tell you.
Yeah, that does worry me. How much hand sanitizer?
Well, if they've got it in a drum, buy that. I gotta go. Judy Woodruff Gone Wild is on.
Really?
Shake it, Judy. Yeah!
Anymore. I just listen to Mark and Mark, and I laugh all the way to work, and they put me in a good mood.
Madison, you're on the mic.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Before the hour, you know, I have to make a confession here. I really do. Regarding Memorial Day, usually for me, Memorial Day is a day off. It's a day to go hang out with friends, go to one of the parks in the Atlanta area where there's, well, for example, this Memorial Day weekend, there's an art festival over here in Decatur at the behind the courthouse. You know, kind of small town stuff. And Memorial Day to me, I never paid too much attention to it, and I feel bad about that because, you know, Bush's war has been going on for 2 years now. And I guess it's because I never had a relative die in combat. I've had people who served in World War II. But never had anybody die in combat. And you know, while I take up veterans' causes and I listen to mothers and fathers who have lost sons or daughters in various wars, I just never paid too much attention to Memorial Day. This year it's different. You know, we're gonna go over to Decatur. And we're going to kind of cruise around the arts festival there, and at the gazebo out behind the courthouse, there'll be playing some music. I think there's a jazz group or something that'll be playing, and you know, maybe we'll meet some friends and take a couple of bottles of wine and you know, do the family thing. But there's a very big chunk of my consciousness that'll be focused on the dead and the dying and the wounded and what these people who have taken over our country, what they have done. It's just, some of this stuff is almost too painful. Maybe that's why Voinovich was crying. You know, I mocked him last night, and I mocked him hard and coarse, and I'm not going to apologize for it, because he had the power to sit there and stop the Bolton nomination. But maybe Voinovich is going to be thinking a little bit, the war supporter himself. Maybe some of these filthy damn Republicans will think about what this Memorial Day means. They won't. You know, they'll just, oh yeah, go die for the flag and Jesus. You know, that kind of crap. But let me, I just got an email from a soldier. His name's Brian. I'm not going to say, he's got his, where he's stationed here, but I'm just not going to say it because I don't want to get you in trouble, Brian. There's probably 1,000,000,000,000,000 Brians in the U.S. military, but where you're stationed, you see what I'm saying? I don't want to mention your, where you're based. Brian writes, I hate what my army has been turned into by the hyena men who now rule our once great nation. Like their four-legged counterparts, they're only brave in numbers, turn tail and flee when confronted with a stronger foe, and live by hijacking or scavenging from the labors of others. Lacking any honor themselves, they resent and do all they can to destroy in others, especially those braver than they. They have turned the army I love, once viewed as liberators of the oppressed and staunch defenders of the ideal and promise of liberty, into murderers, torturers, and bullies. I have served in uniform for 13 years, and I can only feel pride for the first 10. At the end of this term of service, I will have only 5 years remaining until I will be eligible for retirement. I cannot bring myself to continue as part of a machine of misery. It is quite a dilemma when one is sworn to defend the Constitution, yet is commanded by an enemy of that holy document. For the record, I am a lifelong atheist and hold only democracy as my religion. And then he adds something very kind about the photos on our site of Mali. Brian, thanks for writing. I don't know what I would do either if I had committed so much of my life to the military. And the military, the United States military has it's saturated with honor. I've said before, there are some really dark chapters in how the U.S. military has been used by politicians and how individual soldiers have at times. I understand all that. I do. I really do. But the United States military, all of its branches, for the most part, has conducted itself honorably and with dignity. Who in the hell wants to go fight a war? Who wants to go kill or be killed? And there have been times in this nation's history where that decision was to serve was automatic. It was reflexive. And people by the hundreds of thousands went and served and defended the country. There have also been times, we know about the cowboys, we know about the jackasses who, Alan kills them! We understand that. I'm talking about the traditions and the honor of the United States military. I'm not talking about individual freaks and nutcases. You know, the Congress of the United States has had honorable moments. And now it's filled with weirdos and nutcases and psychopaths. But it's the institution I'm talking about, the institution of the United States military. And I don't know, man, you know, what would you do, huh? What would you do if you were 13 years in, 18 years in, 20 years in, or a veteran, or a retiree? And you had gone through your training and your indoctrination, let's call it what it is, but you knew exactly what you were in there for, to protect and defend. And when confronted with the choice of acting dishonorably, you refused. And now you see what's going on with Rumsfeld's army, Bush's army, Cheney's army, the cowards who are now running the United States military, as Brian writes here. I don't know how people can handle that. People who have served honorably, who have made honorable decisions. It's going to be a rough Memorial Day for a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? This is Air America.
America Radio.
By the Aviator, winner of 5 Academy Awards, now on DVD.
Ladies and gentlemen, Howard Hughes.
He saw the future.
Don't tell me it can't be done.
And changed the world. Soar into the DVD that's packed with incredible special features, including an interview with Leonardo DiCaprio, commentary by Martin Scorsese, and actual footage from the life of Howard Hughes.
Fastest man on the planet.
Buy the Aviator 2-disc DVD today. Rated PG-13 for thematic elements, sexual content, nudity, language, and a crash sequence.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. Look for new Ant Block at Lowe's. Stop them on the outside before they come.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
More bad news for the governor. You know, his approval rating, by the way, has dropped from 65% to 43%. Wow. And falling.
These nurses and teachers and firemen with a bunch of whiny girly men and girly girls. They want to cast a living race. Come on! You just got the race 7 years ago, greedy Schweinehunde.
Stephanie Miller.
And don't get me started on Stephanie Miller. I want to run her over with my Panzer.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
This is Lori in Madison, and I'm on the mic. The mic.
The Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
Imagine you're at a soccer match, and your favorite player has the ball. As she zeroes in on the goal, you want to yell, "You can do it, honey!" She shoots, she scores! You go to scream, "That's my baby!" But nothing comes out when you've got a crushed voice box. If you had only been wearing your seatbelt when the truck came out of nowhere, your throat wouldn't have slammed into the steering wheel and you wouldn't have gotten silenced. And this story wouldn't have gotten all twisted. So buckle up, because you never know. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
CNN Radio News. I'm Paul Chambers. Two crew members are killed when a Kiowa helicopter is shot down by small arms fire in Iraq.
It could be down by gunfire. It could also be down by shoulder-fired missiles. It's vulnerable to both, but both because it operates at low altitude.
Retired General Don Shepard says other Kiowa helicopters have been lost in Iraq. Iraqi officials say insurgent leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi is likely injured. Brigadier General Carter Hamm says U.S. intelligence is doing all it can to get definitive information.
What we're most interested in is the veracity of the reports. If we can identify where he is or what his current situation condition is, that's what we're most interested in.
Hamm warns that the insurgency in Iraq is much bigger than just its leader. An investigation into allegations of mishandling the Quran at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, turned up five incidents, of which none were found to be intentional. Our Jamie McIntyre has more from the Pentagon.
That there's frustration that there wasn't a fuller explanation of what these events were. Until you actually know exactly what happened, it's hard to make a judgment. The Pentagon is clearly characterizing these as fairly minor, in many cases accidental, but until you know the details, it's hard to say.
The Pentagon says there were actually more incidents reported in which the Muslim prisoners mishandled the Quran. Senate Democrats Thursday managed to keep the debate going on the nomination of John Bolton to be U.N. ambassador. Majority Leader Bill Frist says it sure seemed like a filibuster to him.
It quacks like a filibuster, and I'm afraid, you know, shortly after we thought we'd had things working together in this body again, we got another filibuster, this time on another nomination, not a judicial nomination, but another nomination, the nomination of John Bolton.
A final vote will not take place until at least June. This is CNN Radio News.
Whether you're looking for the best flashlights, radios, and antennas, we've got them at Sea Crane Company. Hi, this is Bob, and that's just a sample of some of the great items you'll find in the Sea Crane catalog. We're constantly searching for new, impressive products, and only the best things we find make it into our catalog. Like the best kitchen knives you can get for the money, and the finest set of pruners we've ever seen. The list goes on and on. And oh yeah, we've got the best solar lights, LED lamps, and shortwave radios, rain gauges, telescopes, barometers, pillow speakers.
Bob could go on and on. That's because the Sea Crane catalog is filled with so many incredibly fun and useful things. But take a look for yourself by calling for the free Sea Crane catalog at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or go to the web at ccradio.com. The Sea Crane Company. Discover something new today.
A man police say is wanted in connection with his girlfriend's beating death is still perched 18 stories atop a crane in Atlanta, Georgia. Some residents are upset.
I'm kind of sick and tired of this guy kind of wasting my city's money and time.
The 41-year-old man has been on the crane for over 32 hours. Four Tennessee lawmakers have been arrested in connection with an FBI sting operation. Governor Phil Bredesen says there's other business waiting for them.
I think all of us feel, certainly those of us standing here, that the important thing to do at this point is to keep a steady hand on the rudder and keep the mechanics of state government working.
The lawmakers are accused of corruption. An Australian woman is convicted of drug smuggling in Indonesia. She's been sentenced to 20 years in prison. The woman was caught smuggling marijuana into Bali in her surfboard bag. The maximum penalty was death, but prosecutors asked for prison time instead. This is news from CNN Radio. Air travelers be warned, there will be significant delays this summer as airlines decide to delay flights rather than cancel them. John Bisney explains.
It's shaping up to be the busiest summer for air travel in 6 years, and more competition from low-cost airlines will certainly have some upside for travelers, says FAA Administrator Marion Blakey.
Traffic is back. It's good news for the passengers because as we have lower ticket prices and greater schedule flexibility, It's good all around.
But the downside? The increased flights, plus summer's disruptive storms, will mean delays averaging close to an hour, largely, says Blakey, because carriers will aim to get planes to their destinations despite the weather instead of canceling the flights. John Bisney, CNN Radio, Capitol Hill.
The Air Force is reminding its top commanders not to use their positions to advance their religious beliefs. The warning follows reports of religious intolerance at the Air Force Academy, Jews and others allegedly being harassed by evangelical Christians. I'm Paul Chambers. This is the CNN Radio Network.
The Al Franken Show. Proving the truth is entertaining.
We're talking to Danny Goldberg, who is my boss, and he's great. How we doing, boss?
You're doing great. I assume you've congratulated the people in Madison, Wisconsin on their enormous good taste in making your show number one there. Number one, period.
Number one, period, of all radio.
Yeah.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
Okay. So you've been hearing a lot about the environment and greenhouse gases, and you're conflicted because you know it's important, but what can you do? The EPA urges you to be part of the solution with Energy Star. The fact is, your home can cause twice the greenhouse gases of your car. It's true. But by replacing your five most frequently used lights with ones that have earned the Energy Star, you've taken a powerful first step right at home. Discover more steps you can take to reduce air pollution from your home and car at EnergyStar.gov, and you'll feel good knowing you're making a difference.
An obedient servant of the truth on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Air America just made comments about me saying that they wish I would die, and even my son, and that they were praying that we would die.
We have a network so we can come and get the embryos. Ah! Oh, man, have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people. Got an email here from Andrea. Greetings from France. Cloture is an old French for closure. Really? You mean all these Republicans, these people that couldn't say French fries, they had to say freedom fries, they couldn't say French toast, they had to say freedom toast, they couldn't say French tickler, they had to say freedom, what? They couldn't do any of that? And cloture is old French? Thanks, Andrea. I got this email from Wayne, and I think this is a great idea. Wayne, this is a great idea. He writes, "Hey Mike, look, I got an idea. I want to buy a lapel pin or something like a campaign button. It would be a flag draped coffin." Now let me digress from Wayne's email. Wouldn't that be effective? You know, all those little flags, you know, these people have destroyed patriotism. They've destroyed the American flag. These little trolls that sit on camera at Fox News, and these eaters of the dead who run all three branches of government now with their little flag lapel pins, right? Huh? So have a flag lapel pin, only it's a flag draped over a coffin, is what Wayne is suggesting. And he says, and somewhere on or below the flag, there would be a way to replace a number. This would be a number that could be easily changed. We could wear this button and change the number daily to represent the number of American soldiers killed in Iraq. There needs to be a way, Wayne writes, those of us against the war can subtly express our feelings because there's a lot of confrontational, hostile people out there. This would be a nice way we could signal to like-minded people and a nice way to start a conversation. This could be bigger, Wayne writes, than those stupid God Bless America magnetic ribbons on cars. If you know where I can buy something like this, please send me the URL. Otherwise, pass this on to all the marketing people you know. All right, well, I just did the latter part there, Wayne. I don't know any marketing people like, you know, on a first name basis or well enough to send a Mother's Day card, but maybe some listen to this program. That's macabre, but excellent idea. How else are we to communicate that we're sick of the killing? Tara wrote in, did you see the CNN.com top story this morning? Carrie beats Bo for American Idol title. I am so sick, Tara writes, I can vomit. When the revolution comes, these corporate media distraction machines must be taken out first. Maybe we can disappear them and tell everybody they've been raptured. The religiousness will be confused and panicked. It would be great fun. Thanks, Tara. You people crack me up. And then this is the last one for now. And then there's so many things we're not doing here, but I just got sidetracked again. I want to get to your phone calls, which is coming up right after this. Have you seen this? It's in the Indianapolis Star. It's all over the internet. Deneen was one of the people who emailed the story to me. She says, okay, Mike, I've heard it all now. This judge has decided that he gets to tell parents what religion they can and cannot bring their children up in. These right-wingers are so puffed up with their own power that they all act as though they are little dictators of their own little worlds. Isn't this why the first Americans left Britain? Maybe we need to start our own country to get out from underneath the oppression imposed on us by these fascists. And Deneen in Michigan wrote that. And what she's talking about is this story. This couple got divorced, and they both practice Wicca. Now, how many of you know about Wicca, the old religion? If you know anything about it, you know that it's of all the religions I've come across, and I'm sure there's some other ones like this. I know some African religions are like this. I know some Central and South American religions are like this. Probably some in Asia too. But it's an earth-centered religion. It's based on here and now. It's based on respect. It's based on love of the planet, love of wildlife, love of trees. Treat everything gently. You know. Take only photographs, leave only footprints, that kind of thing, right? They don't believe in demons and vicious bastards and ugliness and fire and hellfire and, you know, it's the Wiccan faith to me is pretty groovy. They don't come at me with gods and tail, yeah, whatever. But the story is this couple got divorced, and the father now is appealing a judge's unusual order that prohibits him and his ex-wife from exposing their child to, quote, non-mainstream religious beliefs and rituals, unquote. Can you believe this? A judge is ordering these parents not to expose their child to what he calls non-mainstream religious beliefs and rituals. Now, the parents, like I said, practice Wicca, and as it says here, a contemporary pagan religion that emphasizes a balance in nature and reverence for the earth. It is not contemporary, Kevin Corcoran, who wrote this for the Indy Star. It's older than your mama is. Cale Bradford, chief judge of the Marion Superior Court, kept the unusual provision in the couple's divorce decree last year over their fierce objections, court records show. The order does not define a mainstream religion. What would that be? Now, you talk about judges. You talk about, oh, my God. What do you want to bet this guy is a Bible-believing, Christ-killing Christian? Huh? What do you want to bet? The judge refused to remove the provision after the 9-year-old boy's outraged parents, Thomas Jones, and his ex-wife, Tammy Bristol, protested last fall. The parents' Wiccan beliefs came to the judge's attention in a confidential report prepared by the Domestic Relations Counseling Bureau, which provides recommendations to the court on child custody and visitation rights. By the way, the boy attends a local Catholic school. The father has brought the case now before the Indiana Court of Appeals with help from the Indiana Civil Liberties Union. Oh, them again. They filed the request for the appeals court to strike the one-paragraph clause. They filed the request in January. It's just now getting into media. The father, who has organized Pagan Pride Day events in Indianapolis, says this was done without either of us requesting it and at the judge's whim. It is upsetting to our son that he cannot now celebrate holidays with us, including Yule, which is winter solstice, and Ostara, which is the spring equinox. The Civil Liberties Union and the father assert the judge's order tramples on the parents' constitutional rights to expose their son to a religion of their choice. Both mom and dad say the court failed to explain how exposing the boy to Wicca would harm him. Lisa Cohen, an Indianapolis attorney representing Jones, says, when they read the order to me, I said, you got to be kidding. Didn't the judge get the memo that says it's not up to him what constitutes a valid religion? And the story goes on. As Wiccans, it says, the boy's parents believe in nature-based deities and engage in worship rituals that include guided meditation that Jones says, the father, improved his son's concentration. Wicca, said Jones, is an understanding that we're all connected and we should respect that. Jones says he does not consider himself a witch or practice anything resembling witchcraft. During the divorce, he told a court official that Wiccans are not devil worshippers, and he said he does not practice a form of Wicca that involves nudity. You know, if Christ wanted, God wanted us to run around nude, he would have created us that way, right? Oops. The father said, I celebrate life as a duality. There's a male and female force to everything. I feel the earth is a living creature. I don't believe in Satan or any creature of infinite evil. It's outrageous, isn't it? Isn't it just outrageous? But that's what's going on. That's what's going on. The Air Force Academy now. They are killers for Christ. And if you're a divorced couple trying to raise your kid and you want to expose him to Wicca, a judge is going to say, oh no. Oh no.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Keep listening while it's still legal. Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs, free. Go to Claritin.com. Use as directed.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
What's with the pictures? There's a photograph of Saddam Hussein in his panties. It's like one big scrapbooking affair, this whole war. I've never seen anything like this in my life. All these photos. Why are they taking pictures of a brutal dictator in his tighty-whities? Now the guy can sue. Oh, this is just so bad.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1 and the Mike921.com.
How are you doing in this fiscally irresponsible Republican era? Who do you got there, Chris?
Yeah, Mark, this is a little weird. We have you on line one.
Hello?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Dude, I'm calling from 50 years in the future.
That's possible? Well, cool.
I knew you wouldn't be freaked out about this, man. I mean, you're a visionary.
Well, hey, thanks, man. I never get that. So tell me, how did you, I, How did this happen?
Well, look, time travel, it's hard to explain, so let me simplify it. You know how you get 5 bars on your cell phone? Well, this is the 6th bar, and that's actually all I can tell you without messing up the time-space continuum thing.
All right, well, I'm good with that. That's cool. What's going on, man?
All right, well, this is weird. You know how they said the price of gasoline would go up a penny a day for, like, forever?
Yeah.
It did. Straight on through the fuel riots of 2020, and now a gallon of gas costs about $182.
I knew it. God, that's ridiculous.
Well, not really. Not really, if you think about it. Movie tickets are around $300, but you got to factor in everyone makes about $500K a year now.
Wow. Do we?
We'll talk about that off air. But the gas thing, people give it to each other as gifts, man. Married couples register at Texaco. People leave their gas tanks to their grandkids in their wills. It's like diamonds used to be before we learned how to make them out of meat.
What?
Never mind. The point is, gas is very valuable.
So, hey, Future Mark, hey, buddy, you're breaking up here. What, they haven't fixed cell phone reception yet?
Since the comet hit, the planet slips off its axis every couple of hours, so there's a big shift. Some tidal waves and stuff, everything grabs onto something, a couple of species drop out. You get used to it. All right, see? There. It stopped.
All right, so, okay, so now the important stuff. What do I look like 50 years from now?
Well, the good news is, the stretch pants are very slimming. I'm just busting your hump, man. Look, we look the same, buddy. Everyone looks great in the future. I had a date with a 73-year-old last night. Smoking hot. Chicks not aging really opens up the whole playing field.
I'm not married anymore.
Oh, yeah, you're married, but you're not dead, buddy. Don't worry, man. After the whole AIDS thing got cured, the whole monogamy thing was like, you know, what's the point? Hey, you know, when scientists disproved the Bible, all that went out the window. Well, listen, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, talk to you later. That was a weird experience.
You know, you really haven't changed much in 50 years. That's all I can say.
It's my show on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
End your day streaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Two past the hour, we've got to do some phone calls here. Oh my God, Jan is calling from Canada. Jan, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike, for finally getting to me.
Well, thanks for your patience.
A couple of things here. First of all, this morning I finally got thoroughly fed up beyond any way of dealing with it with Mr. Dobson. I've listened to him. I'm a long-haul truck driver, and until Sirius came along, you listened to what was available.
Right.
And what he was doing years ago, I thought, although I didn't agree with him all the time, there were some good things in there. With everything that he's been doing this last 5 years, it finally boiled up this morning. I called, and I spoke to a charming young man by the name of Jonathan, and said, I quoted to him three separate passages of scripture which deal with separation of church and state,
mm-hmm.
and where the gospels say they are separate. His one-line response to that was, well, we don't agree with that.
Right.
Which bothered me.
But I thought the Bible was inerrant to these people.
That's what I thought, that the scripture is what is and that's what you follow. You'd kind of wonder now why maybe I don't deal with any organized church anymore.
No, I understand that perfectly. That's very clear. I think anyone who's going to practice Christianity, this is just my opinion, but anyone who's going to practice Christianity needs to do it by themselves and develop a personal relationship as they see fit to do so with their concept of the teachings of the man named Jesus. To do otherwise, I think, is to prostitute a very simple message from 2,000 years ago. I really believe that.
Right. One other thing, the SpongeBob SquarePants thing.
That was a Dobson. Yeah, that was a Dobson thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, they have a program that deals with children. It's life stories kind of thing where they hope to guide children. And for the most part, I always thought it was good. And I pointed out to him an analogy of the SpongeBob SquarePants, where a much more credible story could be made that the lead character of this, who is a man who is not married, surrounds himself with children all the time,
mm-hmm.
and works on guiding them. I was once unfortunate enough to have a pedophile as a next-door neighbor, and I researched very carefully and very quickly so that I could protect my family and my neighborhood.
Right.
And this man is living in the story. This character by the name of Mr. Whitaker is living the pedophile's dream.
Yeah.
The pedophiles get into a church. They're holy rollers. They work with children. They ingratiate themselves with the families and get themselves into positions where they're left alone with the kids and can play their games.
Right, right.
At that point, Jonathan got a little bit upset with me and hung up.
I'll bet. I'll bet he did. You were hitting too close to a truth that a lot of these religious hypocrites don't want you to get to. Ben,
I don't want to say anything about the story and say that this is what is, but the analogy is exactly the same as with the SpongeBob and all these other things that they get into.
Now, I hear you loud and clear. Jan, I have to... Is it Jan or Jan?
Jan, just because you're tired and you got it right.
Okay, thank you, sir. I got to move on. Thanks. I appreciate you checking in. Call us again. I appreciate what you had to say. The only problem, I'm not going to critique what Jan said. The only problem I have with people that I consider to be moral or ethical vampires, and I consider Dobson to be that. I consider most of these TV or radio preachers to be that. The problem I have with their message, containing maybe a little nugget of truth, sometimes I reject all of it, no matter what they say. If they tell me it's 26 past the hour Eastern time, you know, I reject it as an absolute lie, because the underlying message of these people is one of divisiveness and hate. So if you can find elements in these hate mongers that you say, well, you know, that makes sense, I say reject it. Because that's how that's one of the ways that they suck you in, you know. Hey, I believe this. And once you're in, you're dead.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Challenge yourself.
Challenge yourself.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. Look for new Ant Block at Lowe's. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
1.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
Progressive Sound Off with Morning Sedition here on the Mike 92.1.
This doesn't mean that that they're not going to try to do the nuclear option again when they nominate a Supreme Court justice when Rehnquist passes, because that was clearly why the parade yesterday.
Oh, he may retire now. He may not die. He may just decide to give it up. He does have that option.
The guy's got thyroid cancer, and they rolled him through the Capitol building in a wheelchair just to remind people, retire or die one way or the other. I don't want to wish death on anybody, but clearly that was a signal to the Republicans. I'm surprised that Karl Rove wasn't rolling Rehnquist through the Capitol building.
This is some political three-card Monty, if I've ever seen it. The Republicans want to be able to say to their conservative base, we fought the good fight, and these people kind of pulled the rug out from under us, the John McCain's, the Olympia Snows, the Susan Collins's, the gang of seven Republicans who sided with the seven Democrats to come up with this particular compromise deal. But you're right. This does not take the nuclear option off the table. And believe me, when it comes time to nominate a Supreme Court justice, depending on who the president sends to the Hill, we're going to see this same fight all over again.
I'm pretty excited that the religious fanatics on the right, the Christo-fascist zombie brigade leaders, took a couple of pops to the stomach. I'm glad that James Dobson, if he is honestly upset, I'm glad he's upset. He basically called the Senate agreement a complete bailout and betrayal by a cabal of Republicans and a great victory for United Democrats. I hope so, but I don't see it quite that way. But he also said the unconstitutional filibuster survives in the arsenal of Senate liberty. What an idiot. I mean, the filibuster is completely constitutional. It's completely part of the democratic function of our government to protect the minority. But obviously, this type of Christian doesn't care about minorities of any kind, nor about real victims, nor about, a lot of things that are supposedly Christian ideals.
Hi, this is Steve Earle, and I make up songs and stories and plays, and on Sunday night I have my friends over to play music on Air America Radio. This week my guest is singer-songwriter Michael Penn.
The Revolution starts now, Sunday night at 9, on the Mike 92.1.
The Revolution starts now.
The American Association of Retired Persons is opposing President Bush's plans for Social Security. Why would they do that? If you want to know the truth about old people, talk to the people who know them.
Old people are needy. I need a ride. I need a walker. I need something to eat. Could somebody please help me? I'm in the toilet. I can't get out. It's horrendous.
I had to spend 15 minutes helping my mother find her glasses because she forgot where she put them. Just forgot.
Dude, they crap in their pants.
Enough about World War II. I get it. You were there.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to dinner at 4 o'clock, you really don't need more money.
You liberated Auschwitz. You were there. I understand. Can we watch The Apprentice now?
And when they wear those diapers, they can pee right on themselves, too. Just pee.
Brian! My name is Brian! God!
I remember this one time, my uncle, he was on the floor. I thought he was having a heart attack or he was dead or something. Turns out he wasn't. Just on the floor.
Who the hell is Bobby? Nobody knows Bobby!
Dude, they crap their pants.
Old people. They oppose President Bush's plans for Social Security. Isn't it time they died already? Paid for by Swift Boat Veterans for whatever cause is being funded by the right-wing millionaires at the moment.
Wow. That's,
you've done it now.
That's powerful stuff. I mean, it's awful what those people do.
Counting down to the end. This is the Mike 92.1.
If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's 26 before the hour. Back to the phone calls. Michael is calling from the Bronx. Michael, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on, pal.
Oh, that's all right, pal. Great to talk to you again. I got a bone to pick with Bush and with Frisson, especially with that clip that you played earlier about Bush having to repeat himself to hammer down the truth. What the hell does that man know about truth? What does he know anything about the truth when he lied about the Iraq War? He lied about his knowledge of 9/11. I mean, we've touched base so many times with all these statements that he's constantly made. Touch base with supposed knowledge of scripture, and you know, I go back to the gospels and I don't find anything in there congruent with the stuff that he says or does. You look in the law books, you look in the constitution, everything totally opposite of what he does and says.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as Fritz is concerned, have you ever seen him on television? I mean, he looks like a goofy boy toy, doesn't he? He really does. And then when it comes to the filibusters, he, like Bush, are being like a bunch of effing crybabies, stomping and saying, want to do away with filibusters. I mean, I was joking about this at work earlier with some of my colleagues, and then I came up with a slogan that would be good for bumper stickers and even for T-shirts. Regarding filibusters 2005,
yeah,
Fritz is pissed.
Okay.
All right.
All right, I'll go for that.
Yeah, man.
All right, well, listen, thanks for checking in. I appreciate you checking in, Michael.
Oh,
you have a nice evening. Dan is calling from Washington State. Dan, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. I went to your website and went to the archives, and I heard you debating the infantile flying monkeys on Fox, and I just had a couple questions.
Yeah, go ahead. That was, you got to remember, that was over 2 years ago.
Okay.
It was 2 years ago on Fox. Yeah, it was about 2 years ago.
So they said later in the segment that they lost you. Did they cut you off and or hang up on you or something like that?
Yeah, they cut me off right away because if you watch that clip, Kasich, the former Ohio congressman who is the host of the show, and that android guest that he had, they couldn't handle what I was saying, so they started making snotty-ass remarks about the program. And the producers in New York, I was in Atlanta, and the producers in New York knew that once they made a snotty-ass remark to me, I might cut loose with the F word on their network. So they immediately cut the mic, and I heard them cut the mic, and I just stood up and took off my microphone and left, you know.
Yeah. So, and what were you trying to say before they shouted you down? Something about, I wish I could see a single something?
I don't know. It's so long ago, I forget. I don't know. I wish I could give you an answer. But, it was just like I said, about 2 years ago. And usually that kind of stuff, I just consign it to the part of my brain that where stuff goes, it's irretrievable, which is about 90% of my brain. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, not worth retrieving.
Yeah, it's just gone. You know, it's just dreck. It's useless. All right?
All right, thank you.
All right, man, thanks. Appreciate you checking in, Dan. Yvonne is calling from New York City. Yvonne, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Oh, sure. Hi, Mike. I have a quick comment, and then I'd like to share an idea that might be the perfect answer to the
sure.
cops and crap.
Yeah.
First off, in case any Republicans are listening, because I'm sure the liberals and Democrats already know this by now, but as I was listening to your show last night, Dobson was totally lying.
Oh, sure.
When he said that Air America was praying for his death. I mean, it's totally ridiculous.
Right.
So that's a message to them. And these fundamentalist freak hypocrites, should I call them, do exhibit a major symptom of paranoid schizophrenia, and that is projection, you know, projecting your feelings onto others.
Right.
And anyone can look that up in the DSM-4.
Right.
And secondly, my idea, a possible answer to these evil SOBs, let's see, it relates to mass consciousness experiments that are being done at the university. And there are also other projects with mass consciousness, which I could tell you more about if you wanted me to hold on, proving that the power of mass consciousness and that positive thoughts and prayers are more powerful than negative ones.
Yeah.
And that it could actually affect reality.
Yeah.
And so scientists are doing this, and I know you don't believe in hocus pocus, but this is real science. So maybe the perfect answer to this would be, you know, maybe we should, quote-unquote, pray or send out thoughts or positive vibes or whatever, that things happen in this administration that are positive for us.
Well, I'll tell you.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, Yvonne, listen, you're breaking up real bad, and it's not coming through good. I think I got what you were saying, so let me break the phone call here. And I'll just say this about a mass consciousness. I don't have any answers about that. I'm not quite sure what I believe. I do not, absolutely do not, and totally reject any belief in the power of prayer. I think that's nonsense. The only possible good that comes from so-called prayer is kind of a feedback loop. It's like self-hypnosis. Now, if I want to pray, that's why when I get an email or a letter from somebody who says, you know, and tells me a sad story, I'll say, well, you're in my thoughts, but never my prayers, because that would be utterly hypocritical of me. And you know, when we flew to New York and thought we were going to go down, we thought that plane was twisted metal. And there's Kathy and I and Molly, and I told Kathy afterwards, you know, I'm kind of proud of myself, because I thought we were going to die. At least we'd all die together. And there was no praying. It was just a belief in the structural integrity of the aircraft. It was a belief in the engineers who put the damn thing together. But I have no use for prayer. I just don't. If I want to focus, now I do believe that one can influence one's own self. I think there's an awful lot of experimentation on that that's been proven to work. And don't email me with links about experiments that prove prayer works, okay? Because I just don't want to. I don't want to read it. I don't want to try to wade through it. As far as I know, there has been never, ever any empirical evidence that shows that prayer has any effect whatsoever, except perhaps on the person doing the praying, and that's kind of a self-hypnotic endless loop. So I reject it all, okay? I really do. Consciousness is one thing. I have no idea what consciousness is. I have no idea, really, what Jung was talking about with the archetypes and universal consciousness. I don't know. I've done certain drugs in my lifetime that felt like I was plugging into some sort of universal consciousness, but I doubt it. It's just, you know, that's just the way I feel. Okay? It really is. I kind of adopt the Carl Sagan the point of view that he wrote about in his, I believe, his last book, The Demon-Haunted World, about how science was being relegated to some sort of a secondary position, and all this religious superstition and New Age crap. And if you're New Ager, sorry, don't mean to call it crap, but all of it is nonsense as far as I'm concerned. Now, I've said before, if it turns out that I'm absolutely wrong, well, then I'm going to miss a hell of a lot of after-death fun, right? Or a hell of a lot of after-death torture. You know, and frankly, I don't care one way or the other. I'm alive now. I've got tasks that I've set out for myself. There's no design, no plan. Whenever I hear people say, well, you know, it was God's plan that I survived the train wreck. You know, I think to myself, are you out of your mind? It's not God's plan. You survived anything. First of all, you're talking about fantasy. You're talking about superstition. The reason you survived the train wreck is because you happen to be in a part of the train where the car didn't collapse, you know.
Well, that was God's hand.
No, it wasn't. It was the structure of the train, car, thing, seat, whatever. So, I just want to make that clear. I believe anyone's entitled to believe anything they want. Just keep it out of government. You know, keep it out of my life. You know, I'm going to believe in nothing. I believe in the cosmic nothingness where it concerns consciousness. You know, my consciousness sprang from the void and goes back to the void. Even that's BS. You see? So you can pare it down. As far as I'm concerned, one can parse it down, pare it down, strip it down. It being that terrible and at the same time awesome I am. You know, the ego, I am, I exist, I am, I must be important. No. Actually, you're not. And neither am I. So, don't beat up on me now and tell me I'm just a bad, bad, evil man because I don't believe this or I don't believe that. These are my beliefs. And my beliefs are absolutely zilch, nada, nothing. If you're Jewish, sorry, don't mean to offend you. If you're Christian, sorry. I do believe, though, in love, truth, honor, and justice.
As you heed the heaven's mighty show. And I don't mean heaven like God, like, cause the animals I am know the very world that nature is.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Stephanie Miller. I'm on the left side of the dial.
Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
For the best in independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, read why the FDA's own scientists are worried that the agency approves unsafe drugs that put you at risk. Learn how ExxonMobil's donations to journalists and think tanks may be affecting the news you get about global warming. Plus, check out one author's argument about why pop culture may make you smarter. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Arlie Ermey, United States Marine Corps. While our armed forces defend our freedom, their families shoulder household duties and emergencies alone. To help, the veterans of foreign wars and Vermont American brand Bits and Blades have created the Unmet Needs Program.
John Fergus here, the VFW National Commander. Please help us help our military families by visiting unmetneeds.com and by purchasing Vermont American Bits and Blades. A portion of every purchase goes to help.
Visit unmetneeds.com and buy Vermont American brand Bits and Blades. Thank you and Semper Fi. Hoorah!
Politically Direct with David Bender.
What we're going to try and do here every week on Politically Direct is lift up the corner of the TV tent and let you peek inside at that traveling circus of performing politicians and juggling journalists who parade before us every week on the TV news and interview shows. Here on Politically Direct, we'll make you one promise. We'll tell you the truth the best way we know how. We'll do our homework, and hopefully that will help you do yours, too.
Politically Direct with David Bender, Sunday at 1 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, A Fair and Balanced Look at the Right.
The last time I saw Paul was in the late summer of 2002, about 6 weeks before he died in a plane crash. It was an evening event in the Twin Cities. Paul was in the middle of an intense, dead-even Senate race. He'd been targeted as vulnerable by the National Republican Party, and money was flowing in from around the country for his opponent, a suit named Norm Coleman. Paul was fighting for his political life. The first thing he asked me was, "How's your mom?" I told Paul I had just visited her, It was tough, I said. I couldn't even have a conversation with her. Paul nodded and said, you know, touch means so much. The next day, I took my mom out into the nursing home garden in her wheelchair. It was a beautiful day. I sat next to her for a couple of hours with my arm around her. I can't tell you whether it meant a thing to her, but it meant a lot to me. So that was Paul. Touch means so much wasn't the kind of thing you'd hear from a Michael Dukakis. I, along with innumerable people, loved Paul Wellstone for what he stood for what he fought for, and for who he was. I loved his wife Sheila, too. I don't think I ever saw Paul without Sheila by his side. Paul died on October 25th, 2002, when his plane went down in northern Minnesota. Sheila, his daughter Marcia, his driver Will McLaughlin, two other close aides, Tom Lapick and Mary McAvoy, and two pilots died with him. 4 days later, C-SPAN, along with almost every Minnesota TV and radio station, carried a hastily put-together memorial service for Paul, Sheila, Marcia, Will, Tom, and Mary. I was there. It was a beautiful memorial, sometimes incredibly sad, sometimes funny, sometimes rowdy, and sometimes political. Some people watching on television were offended. Some people were moved. But the right saw an opening. They took moments out of context, lied about the rest, and used it as a political club to attack the Democrats. It won them the Senate in Minnesota and probably in Missouri, which means it gave Republicans control of the Senate.
Progressive Talk online at themike921.com and join Mark and me for Mornings Edition from 5 to 8 on The Mike 92.1.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey-free zone.
It's about 10 before the hour. Thanks to the crew tonight, Colin Tipton, David Fizikas, and Ian Stark tonight, sitting in for Jason. So, David Fizikas, Colin Tipton, Ian Stark. Thanks, guys, up in New York. Chris in Minnesota, Ben in Illinois, Mark in New York State, Jim in Arkansas, and, of course, Catherine Bay, our executive producer here. So thanks to all the folks who make this program happen every night, okay? From California, John is calling. John, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Thank you, Mike. I love your show, man.
Thanks.
True voice in the wilderness. I'm calling you because I've been angry ever since I heard your predecessor show tonight when they were talking about the report that's pretty much documenting what happened in Ohio, how the election was stolen. And I listened to you the night after the election, and I totally agreed. I was angry then. Bush has never won an election as president, you know, really. And here it is. They're two for two in stealing them. But I wanted to tell you, I went to college in Ohio at Xavier University.
Uh-huh.
And, Ken Blackwell. And I was involved in student government and things like that. And Ken Blackwell, I had to deal with him. He was an administrator at Xavier at the time.
Oh,
I can tell you,
goodness.
I can tell you right now. If I'd have known, I understand. You could not believe a damn thing he said then to you. He was duplicitous, you know, and manipulative and all that. Then when he got on the Cincinnati City Council with Jerry Springer, you know,
right. Same way.
Someday I got to call Springer and ask him what he really thinks of Ken Blackwell.
They were on Cincinnati City Council together, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah, sure.
I'll be damned.
He wasn't elected mayor. Those guys, I mean, they were never mayor.
Right.
But anyway, the point is, you know, it's very possible to me, improbable that it happened, and it just makes me angry. And the thing about it, Mike, is makes it even worse, is that, you know, when these guys try to get rid of the filibuster, you know, and you say, well, someday the Democrats are going to be in power, and you'll pay for that. The fact is, what does it tell you? These guys don't think they're going to lose power. They don't think they're going to lose elections. What does that tell you? That they think they have an ace up their sleeve when it comes right down to it. That's what scares me more than anything.
Oh, me too. I mean,
they're thinking this way. They're thinking they can have the filibuster and get rid of it because they won't have to pay for it. you know, for decades to come.
Well, sure. That's why when people say to me, you know, keep the faith, we'll win in 2006, and my answer to that is you're not going to win squat until there is a way to vote that eliminates these black box voting machines. And that's the bottom line. That's how
they're
I feel.
Controlled by like five people in the country. And, you know, just scary. But we know all those things. You're right. We've been very passive about it, and we got to be screaming about it now so something can be said about it before 2006, because Nelson in Nebraska will be the next to go, you know, in a close vote. Something will happen at the end, like it did in Ohio, uh-huh. You know, like it happened to your guy there in Georgia in 2002.
Right.
I mean, you know, but anyway, I've just been angry. It just makes me angry to think that you know, really, I don't have a say anymore. And I've been physically mad about it ever since.
Oh, I know. You and an awful lot of people around the country, including me. I was talking the other night on the air about this free-floating rage that just kind of hangs around me like a dark cloud. I'm not sure how to dissipate it, how to make it go away. So, you know, I do the usual stuff, exercise a little bit longer, spend more time with my 10-month-old, go for walks with Kathy, anything to, you know, try to dissipate that dark cloud.
Hey, can I make one other? I want to start a movement to identify, give Sean Hannity a nickname. We got to start calling him the Leprechaun. Everybody out there, the guy looks like he should be patrolling the Notre Dame sidelines in a green outfit and a shillelagh.
Well, he does, doesn't he? But I'll tell you, the name I like the best was the name laid on him when he worked here in Atlanta by another right wing talk show host that I used to work with, Neil Bortz, and I worked at the same station.
Oh, I know Neil Bortz. Yeah.
Right, and Hannity was on a competing station, and Bortz started calling him the Baby Jesus. And even though they're both right wingers, I think Bortz is just jealous as hell that he could never be a Sean Hannity or a Rush Limbaugh. But anyway, that's a whole different story. I like the name, so I've stuck with the Baby Jesus.
Well, he's the Leprechaun, and you know, I can just picture him, you know, walking the sidelines of Charlie White. But hey, listen, man, I love your show, but we got to do something about these voting machines. You were so right. You were right the day after the election. We got to do something about it.
I think hand grenades would be a good start.
Well, how do we do it? What do we do? I mean, if they have control, I'm saying...
John, I don't know. I have no idea. I'm hoping that millions of Americans will come to the same conclusion that a few hundred thousand of us have come to, and we will insist that it stop, and if it means taking the street, we'll take the street. That's all I can come up with, John. Hey, listen, man.
You're right with Great Speckled Bird again, buddy.
There you go. Thanks, John. I appreciate it. You take care. Great Speckled Bird. How in the hell do you know about that? Sylvia, very quickly, is calling from Georgia. Sylvia, thanks for holding on, but I only got a minute.
I know, Mike, and I'm going to make this real quick. I am so glad you got a chance to get around to me before the show is over. Listen, I love your show.
Well, thank you, Sylvia.
And I'm still recovering from last night. You had me in tears last night. I never laughed so hard in my life.
Well, that's good. That's good.
You did the bit on Voinovich. I thought that was the funniest bit. But anyway, Mike, I'm going to say this real quick. I have an opinion about this Dobson guy.
Yeah?
I really don't think he's delusional or anything like that. I think this man knows exactly what he's doing.
Could be.
I also think he just possibly fired the first salvo toward trying to get you guys off the air. And I'm convinced this is a conspiracy to shut off any opposing views and to keep the truth from getting out.
Well, I was just going to say, Sylvia, we're out of time, but I'll tell you, you may be right, and if that's the case, then I am going to put together here at Air America Radio a prayer group, and we're going to pray him right into hell. Sylvia, thanks for checking in. I got to go, sweetheart. Thank you. We'll talk again, I swear. And for everybody left on hold tonight, I do apologize. It happens all the time, doesn't it? Huh? Hate me. Beat me. Make me vote Republican. I'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks for participating in the program, even you right-wing lurkers out there. Eventually you'll get the courage to call in and get a good case of the red ass. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
1.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
Stephanie Miller. Mornings Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
If you believe that Newsweek is responsible for Muslim unrest in Afghanistan and Iraq and Pakistan, if you believe that, you should be ashamed of yourself, because what you're